KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Reading Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, 500 bucks? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Reading Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit readingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Easy test to do. You can collect stool at various intervals because you don't want to get a colonoscopy every 2-3 months, but you can get a calprotectin every 2-3 months, and you can see if there's a trend, if there's an improvement, if there's a reduction in the calprotectin. It means that whatever you're doing is working. And that could be a combination of medication and diet and or supplements to alleviate the inflammation. So This is actually kind of a complicated subject because I've given long, fancy lectures on the subject of treating ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. But the most basic way to deal with that is with a diet that's called the specific carbohydrate diet, or the SCD. And early on in my career, I learned about it and began proselytizing about it to patients with ulcerative colitis. And I've seen some remarkable improvements in calprotectin over time. And yeah, it takes a few months, even a couple of years sometimes, for calprotectin to come back to normal on this type of diet. So it's the breaking the vicious cycle diet or the specific carbohydrate diet. If you adhere to that, you're likely to see some good results. Also take anti-inflammatory things like fish oil. Take adequate vitamin D. We're going to talk a little later about the role that vitamin D plays in inflammatory diseases in the intestine. Very, very important. So make sure you have adequate levels of vitamin D. Other things can be helpful. Anti-inflammatory things like curcumin and boswellin can be helpful. Certain probiotics may have a therapeutic effect. So suggestion is that, you could DIY this, but better yet, work with an integrative physician, nutritionally oriented practitioner, who has some acquaintance with protocols for ulcerative colitis, dietary protocols and supplement protocols. And, of course, it's possible. You can always up the ante on the medication you're taking. There are stronger medications, but they do have side effects. They're a little bit immunosuppressive, and they may set you up for susceptibility to certain types of complications and infections. So best is to stay on minimal medication and all of the above approach, using the dietary and supplement route to help bring down your calprotectin. So there you have it. Folks, there's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. What is it? What do you think that is? Well, it controls your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, and even your cognitive status. What it is, did you guess right? It's nitric oxide. Yeah, abbreviated NO. Just say no. Because after age 40, your body makes less and less of it, and there's less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101. It's the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan. He is the world's leading nitric oxide researcher. It's backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. So do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. Especially make sure to take it before workouts because it enhances circulation, and I believe it helps to support athletic performance. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, quick-acting, supporting healthy circulation and boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, and helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, which could translate to more optimal blood pressure, sharper focus day after day. N101, it's the science of you working better. Visit HoffmanNO.com. It sounds like a Stop Dr. Hoffman website, but no. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And use coupon code Hoffman10 for 10% off N101. All right, if you go to your doctor these days and you're listening to this program and you've heard me talk about homocysteine and you ask your doctor for a homocysteine blood test, chances are your doctor will say, no, we can't do that. It's not covered. It's not important anyway. And if your doctor is even a little bit more erudite, your doctor may say, well, they studied that in the past and homocysteine doesn't appear to matter when it comes to heart disease. It was once thought to be a cardiovascular risk factor. But there was a study way back, and they gave B vitamins to people who had an elevated homocysteine. You can give folate, and you can give B12, and you can give B6 and choline to people who have a high homocysteine. It will lower it. It's actually a nutritional way of lowering homocysteine. But it turned out that in the study, it was weak tea for reducing cardiovascular risk. So they basically wrote off homocysteine. Well, fast forward to this study. because I've long maintained that even if homocysteine is not a major determinant of heart risk, I still think it plays a role. It definitely has a role in cerebrovascular health, in protecting the brain. And so, study was done, entitled Serum Homocysteine as a Potential Biomarker for Staging and Monitoring Progression in Alzheimer's Disease. So they looked at a bunch of patients with Alzheimer's disease, and here's what they found. Serum homocysteine levels were significantly higher in the Alzheimer's disease group than in controls. Controls had a level of 14.5, which I don't think is great either. I think that that optimal homocysteine is single-digit homocysteine, optimally 6 or 7, maybe less. And you could achieve that, usually with methylating B vitamins, methyl B formulas, homocysteine-reducing formulas. The Alzheimer's group, remember the control group 14.5, the Alzheimer's group 21.2. With severe Alzheimer's disease, on average, they had a homocysteine of 25.6. With moderate Alzheimer's disease, 21.2. With mild Alzheimer's disease, 16.8. All those still too high. There was an inverse correlation with MoCA scores. MoCA is the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, which is the test that neurologists and psychometricians use to assess whether people have more or less dementia. There's just pointing out that that was a test that was suggested, like, why don't you show the MoCA scores for Joe Biden? And then Trump boasted that he took the test and he aced it. So that's the MoCA test. There's actually some online versions of it. Anyway, there was an inverse correlation with MoCA scores. In other words, the higher the homocysteine, the lower the MoCA. The lower the homocysteine, the higher the MoCA. And, moreover, after 6 months of B vitamin intervention, homocysteine decreased significantly along with cognitive improvement. So, there you have it. Just a really important article. And, you know, I hope there are some physicians listening. You really need to test your patients for homocysteine because it is fixable. You don't need a powerful prescription drug to lower homocysteine. There are formulas available over-the-counter that can normalize your homocysteine with potential benefits for the brain and prevention of cognitive decline. So please, please get your homocysteine tested. If it's above 10, lower it with B vitamins that are the methylating type of B vitamins. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Magnesium is crucial for over 300 processes in your body, from energy production and muscle recovery to sleep quality and stress response. Yet most Americans don't get enough. In fact, in a peer-reviewed clinical trial, more than 75% of participants showed suboptimal magnesium levels before the study even began. Those who took Jigsaw Mag SRT saw magnesium rise 30% over 90 days and deficiency symptoms drop by 63%. Remarkable results backed by real science. And for sleep and recovery, Jigsaw Mag Soothes delivers in a 4 4-week clinical trial, participants saw a 17% improvement in sleep quality, felt 34% less stressed, and rated their satisfaction 85 out of 100. 82% said they'd buy it again. Two supplements, two clinical trials, one company that does the research. Jigsaw Health, MagSRT for daily magnesium replenishment, MagSoothe for calm, restorative sleep. To order, go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code Hoffman15 for 15% off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com, code Hoffman15.
It's time for Paisano Days, Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th at the South City Park by Tiger Field in Reading. 2 days of homemade Italian food, including a spaghetti dinner, meatball sandwiches, pasta bowl with meatball, Italian sausage sandwiches, hot dogs, cannoli and ice cream, beer on tap, and wine. Entrance to the event is free, and guests will enjoy vendor booths, raffles, a silent auction, and watching the bocce tournament. The dinner cost is $16 for adults and $6 for kids under 12. Sons and Daughters of Italy hosted this event in support of many charities in our area, including the Wings of Angels, the Police Canine Program, student scholarships, and many more. That's Paisano Days on September 18th and 19th at South City Park. Call 530-510-1903. For more information, that's 530-510-1903.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of our phone calls.
Any articles on osteoporosis? What can be done? Thank you.
Okay. So, it turns out that via FullScript at my online dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, we provide custom protocols. And there are protocols for allergy and brain support and detoxification, heart, immune system, sleep and stress. But there's also bone protocol. And in that protocol, I talk about the nutrients that are most helpful for bones. So a lot of people think, well, okay, yeah, calcium. Okay, but calcium, you can take calcium till the cows come home. And you just build up excess calcium, and that might end up calcifying in your kidneys. And so calcium alone is not the answer. It doesn't necessarily go to the bone. You got to make sure you have adequate vitamin D and vitamin K for proper calcium metabolism. You also need magnesium. That's in the bone protocol at drhoffmanstore.com. And if you have severe osteoporosis. That's just a little, you know, bone loss, a little mild osteopenia. You might be a candidate for strontium. Strontium is a powerful mineral that actually helps to strengthen bone. And in studies, it's been shown not just to improve the appearance of bone on a DEXA scan, but also to reduce the risk of fractures. Now, keep in mind, too, that there are lifestyle factors that are associated with bone. There's an interesting study recently that suggests that kids who are exposed to too many PFAS chemicals, these forever chemicals, that that could be weakening kids' bones for life. According to a study, common forever chemicals could be quietly weakening kids' bones long before adulthood. But, you know, once you've developed osteoporosis, well, it's hard to go back in a time machine and make sure you weren't exposed to some of these toxins. But there are some lifestyle factors. I think that resistance exercise coupled with adequate protein is important because, you know, we tend to think of the bones as just a repository for minerals. The bones are living tissue, and they respond to protein deficiency by weakening, and protein is important for their continued metabolism and the process by which bones continually refortify themselves. And under stress, I mean, you see it with the astronauts. The astronauts literally just after a few days in space lose a considerable percentage of their bone density. And it's, you know, double-digit loss when they spend time at the International Space Station because of the effects of a gravity-free environment. So you want to do resistance exercise, floor exercise, walking, yeah, but walking with weights or doing stuff to push down on your hips and your knees and your spine. These are some things that actually tend to help with bone. Also, I think hormone replacement therapy is reasonable for women because there is a benefit to hormones. For men, men can take testosterone. Testosterone has a bone-strengthening effect. For both sexes, DHEA has a little bit of a bone-supporting effect. And so there are a variety of things that you can do. But go to deerhuffandstore.com, check out all the protocols that we have there, including a bone protocol specifically for bone support. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
CarPro.com. Jerry Reynolds, the CarPro here, answering your automotive questions. What are the best hybrid SUVs worth cross-shopping right now? With so many great hybrid SUVs to cross-shop, I'll help you narrow it down with a few of my recommendations. Small to mid-size hybrid SUVs picks include the Toyota RAV4 and the Honda CR-V, along with both the Kia Sportage and Sorento. My large hybrid SUV picks include the Toyota Grand Highlander, Hyundai Palisade, and Jeep Cherokee. Note, the RAV4 Sportage and Sorento also have plug-in variants. To get any of your automotive questions answered, go to CarPro.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter.
The CarPro Sweepstakes is rolling, and one lucky winner is going to choose between a brand-new 2026 Corvette Stingray or $40,000 cash. Right now, qualifying purchases receive up to 20 times the entries, and Sunday. Visit CarPro.com and get entered today.
You know that feeling? You're exhausted, but your brain just won't quit. You're staring at the ceiling, watching the clock, dreading the morning. Here's something that actually helps. It's called Kyolic Specialty Series Sleep Mushrooms Plus. And it's unlike anything you've tried before. This isn't some chemical sleep aid that leaves you foggy and dragging the next day. This is a clean botanical formula built around certified organic reishi mushrooms grown on real farms, not in a lab, combined with valerian root to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer, L-theanine to quiet that racing mind, and Kyolic aged garlic extract, one of the most trusted wellness ingredients available for circulation and stress support. It's vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Just two capsules, 2 hours before bed, and you wake up actually rested, not groggy, not out of it. Just refreshed. Kyolic Sleep Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kyolic Mushrooms Plus line at Kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and...
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Little different. Fighting for all veterans. Making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned. Rebuilding communities after disaster strikes. And adapting to support today's veterans. Meeting them where they are. VFW. Still leading. Still advancing. Still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
Is this country already socialist?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Over 168 million Americans are getting a government check. Medicaid recipients have quadrupled in 40 years to 80 million. Just take a look around.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-803-1961. 800-803-1961. 800-803-1961. That's 800-803-1961.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And, just to demonstrate that we're balanced here on Intelligent Medicine, we like to talk about natural approaches to health, but I also appreciate high-tech developments and applaud them. When it comes to cancer, when I was getting into medicine, 40 years ago, one of the most depressing fields of medicine was oncology. I never wanted to be an oncologist, because what they had to offer was drastic, sometimes excessive surgery. They did radical mastectomies, tearing off virtually half the chest wall of women with breast cancer, when it was proven later that less radical surgery would suffice. Also, powerful chemo drugs and radiation that in those days wasn't as precise, wasn't as directed, caused all kinds of adjacent collateral damage, and chemo drugs that made patients miserable, sometimes with negligible effects on their lifespan. And one of the real challenges in cancer, of course, pancreatic cancer, which had a prognosis of only 1 in 10 patients with pancreatic cancer survived 5 years. And so I applaud some new developments in the fight against pancreatic cancer. There's a new drug that has extended life by nearly half a year in a clinical trial. Now, that's the way these drugs work. They're mostly, very few of them are curative, but at the very least, they're proved on the basis that they can extend life, and that may be important because, you know, if you have a cancer that could kill you within 2 or 3 months, and, for example, former Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in December. Stage 4 means it's metastatic. It's spread throughout your body. It's inoperable. And he was given 3 to 4 months to live. And I've seen people with that diagnosis not last 6 weeks. I mean, can be very devastating. But he's the poster boy for a new drug by a company called Revolution Medicines that's giving him precious more time with family. And he's resigned to the fact that he has a terminal cancer. But he's writing about it, and he's spending quality time with his family and settling his affairs. And the new drug is giving him more time. It's a small pill called Diraxonrasib. These names are virtually unpronounceable. That allowed patients with stage 4 pancreatic cancer to live an average of 13.2 months compared with an average of 6.7 months for those who received chemotherapy. And it reduced the risk of death by 60% compared to the chemotherapy group. So we're making incremental gains, and there's some very exciting things that are happening on the cancer front. We have new forms of immunotherapy, checkpoint inhibitor drugs that, okay, it's a double negative. If you inhibit something that inhibits, you'll get an augmentation, right? So a double negative is a yes. And when it comes to stimulating the immune system to hunt down cancer cells and kill them, these new drugs, and there's a whole raft of them, are offering hope to cancer patients. Now, again, they're not definitively offering cures, but they're extending life, and they're making cancer, in a way similar to what has been seen with HIV, a chronic disease. You still need to take medication. You still are somewhat at risk. But we can put in roadblocks to the progression of cancer that can help people survive longer and ultimately achieve some cures. So it is now, I think, a very exciting field to be in. It used to be that patients with pancreatic cancer, you know, made a reasonable choice to go to an integrative practitioner. They would go to people like my late colleague, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who did a form of metabolic cancer therapy with, you know, very, very aggressive supplementation, pancreatic enzymes, and very, very strict diets and coffee enemas. And, you know, it took a very, very stalwart patient to follow a protocol that was that demanding. But I did see some cures of what was resigned to be terminal pancreatic cancer. It's some remarkable saves of patients who were destined to die. Well, nowadays, I think that where we ought to be going is towards integrative cancer care, utilizing the best of the high-tech methods, but at the same time supporting that with natural therapies. For example, it's been shown that the microbiome has something to do with the efficacy of immunotherapy, that vitamin D may augment the benefits of certain types of new cancer interventions. So the point being also is to treat and cure these cancers You might have to get in early, because by the time you have stage 4 cancer, really problematic. People with stage 1 and stage 2 cancer, they have a relatively high degree of 5-year survival. But once you have stage 4 cancer, any cancer, whether it's lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, any kind of cancer that's metastatic and throughout your body, kidney cancer, your prognosis is much worse. So we need better ways of detecting cancer early, and there is an effort to come up with an early way of detecting pancreatic cancer. And what the test leverages is the power of AI, when you're looking at a bunch of things, and, you know, the human brain is only capable of a certain amount of pattern recognition. You can say, well, this pattern is dangerous, doesn't look good. That's the way I would ordinarily look at a blood test. But with AI, they can take a variety of markers and they can pinpoint a pattern which is most likely to yield a prediction about the risk of pancreatic cancer or freedom from that diagnosis. And researchers are now able to use some novel markers and some traditional markers. It's a 4-marker panel that successfully distinguish pancreatic cancer cases from non-cases 92% of the time. That's pretty good. There's still a false positive rate of 5% in non-cases. That would be alarming. Like, you take the test and they say, uh-oh, you might have pancreatic cancer. 1 in 20 people could have a false positive diagnosis. That's not great. But for early stage cancer, the 4-marker test identified 87.5% of cases. So we're honing in on new, better ways to detect cancer early, and I think that that's to the good. 877-726-8255, our number. You know that feeling when you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Well, you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went. Well, here's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells, and it's rooted in the powerhouses of your cells, the mitochondria. That's why I've been using NT Factor Lipids Powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research, and there's a patented process called membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes and your mitochondrial membranes, restoring your cells and your mitochondria ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. Clinical studies show that NT Factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%. And just take 1 or 2 scoops a day. You can mix it in a smoothie, as I do, or sprinkle it on food, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy. NT Factor Lipids Powder comes in 2 convenient sizes. To get more information or to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com for NT Factor Lipids Powder. When we return, we're going to take a look at a new study on the benefits of olive oil. And when it comes to olive oil, it turns out that the quality of the olive oil is a determinant of whether it can boost brain health. So buyer beware when it comes to olive oil, if you're looking at olive oil as a component of your health program. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
If one supplement could make your entire immune system smarter, not stronger, in an aggressive way, smarter. That's exactly what BWH-85 beta-glucan from BWH Labs does. It works for your immune system, helping it recognize threats, respond effectively, and protect you the way nature intended. BWH Labs has spent over 25 years perfecting the purest, most biologically active beta-glucan on the market, an 85% pure formula that's been tested against 200 competitors and named the most effective immune modulator in peer-reviewed research. Just one ingredient, one focus. unmatched results. Doctors and integrative health practitioners trust BWH 85 beta-glucan, and so do I. It's available in 100 milligrams for daily support or 500 milligrams for maximum immune defense. It's only available through health practitioners, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, it's available to you through my full script dispensary. Just go to drhoffman.com/BWH for more information and to order. That's drhoffman.com/BWH. You know that feeling when you wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep, when you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went? Here's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells. That's why I've been using NT-Factor Lipids Powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research and a patented process called membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes, restoring your cells' ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. Clinical studies show NT-Factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%. Just one or two scoops a day, mix it in a smoothie like I do, sprinkle it on food, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy. NT-Factor Lipids Powder comes in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids Powder.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Big things happening with the Second Amendment and voter integrity in the United States. Find out exactly what on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you feel embarrassed, trapped, maybe even ashamed just because you own a timeshare? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. Chuck McDowell here, the timeshare cancellation guy. I get over 3,000 complaints a week from all kinds of folks that feel the same way you do. Honest people, teachers, veterans, grandparents, all losing sleep over a timeshare they can't get rid of. That's why 15 years ago, I founded Wesley Financial Group to help people take their lives back. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we would want our own family to be treated. That mindset has helped us cancel over 50,000 timeshares from people just like you. So if you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-330-6363. That's 800-330-6363. 800-330-6363.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And if you use that number, you can call and record a question, and then it'll be grist for the mill for a future broadcast, and it can be a comment, maybe something we've said on the show drops a penny for you, so you can call 877-726-8255 and weigh in. All right, we're talking about olive oil, and there's something about olive oil that is healthy, and in fact, it was long thought that what was healthy about olive oil was the monounsaturated fat. So we're told to get away from saturated fat and have more polyunsaturated fat and monounsaturated fat. And one cheap way to provide us with monounsaturated fat is to use canola oil. They figured out a way to extract oil from rapeseed, and it turns out that it's rich in monounsaturated fat, hence the development of canola. And they thought, well, it's kind of like olive oil. It's monounsaturated fat just like olive oil, so it should convey many of the health benefits of olive oil. That, however, is dubious. And it turns out they did a study looking at extra virgin olive oil versus refined olive oil and its impact on brain health. Research followed 656 adults between the ages of 55 and 75 who were overweight or obese and had metabolic syndrome, which is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, but also for cerebrovascular disease, because what affects the heart affects the brain. And they compared intake of extra virgin olive oil versus refined olive oil. Cheap olive oil is refined. And a lot of people kind of prefer it that way because they're not used to the taste of extra virgin olive oil. It tends to be, yeah, it's got a little bit of a bitter flavor. I enjoy it. It's delicious on salads. I enjoy the taste. But some people like a more neutral olive oil, so they use a refined olive oil. It's cheaper, too. It's not extra virgin. But extra virgin preserves the beneficial polyphenols within olive oil, things like oleuropein, which is heart healthy, and many other beneficial substances. And so in these people who consumed either refined olive oil or extra virgin olive oil, there was a more diverse gut microbiome, which is a sign of better intestinal and metabolic health. They did not get the same results with refined olive oil, and they also enjoyed improvements in cognitive function. So they say the difference between extra virgin and refined olive oil largely comes down to how they're produced. Extra virgin olive oil is obtained during using mechanical methods, cold pressed, for example, without a heat component or a harsh chemical component. Refined olive oil, on the other hand, undergoes industrial processing to remove impurities. Well, those impurities also, they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because by removing impurities, they also get rid of the antioxidants, the polyphenols, vitamins, and other bioactive substances. So this study confirms the benefits of olive oil, but it's got to be the right kind of olive oil when it comes to cognitive health. Another neurological problem, pretty prevalent, Parkinson's disease. It has long been suspected that Parkinson's disease might begin in the gut. A new study, they say, adds to a growing body of evidence Parkinson's disease has its origins in the gut rather than in the brain. And that is because a lot of people with Parkinson's disease, they have a long history of gastrointestinal complaints that predate their Parkinson's disease. And so there's an interesting study. It turns out ultra-processed foods may be a risk factor for Parkinson's disease, you think? The study was based on looking at people who had what are called prodromal symptoms of Parkinson's. What are prodromal symptoms? Well, there's a type of weird sleep behavior disorder. People who are restless and wake up and have very, very bizarre nightmares. It's called REM, sleep behavior disorder. And it is often a precursor to Parkinson's disease. Constipation is a precursor to Parkinson's disease. But they also looked at five additional prodromal features of Parkinson's, things that might indicate you're Parkinson's prone well before you develop it 15 or 20 years later. Hyposmia, which is loss of smell, impaired color vision, excessive daytime sleepiness, body pain, and depressive symptoms. And what they found is that there was an association between ultra-processed food consumption and each individual feature of prodromal Parkinson's disease. And so you might say, well, why didn't you just do a study on ultra-processed foods and see, you know, people ate ultra-processed foods if they're going to develop Parkinson's disease? Well, the reason being is that it takes a long time to develop Parkinson's disease. And looking at people in a prospective study, they'd have to follow them for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years to see if the diet that they're on is contributing to their risk for Parkinson's disease. So instead, they looked at kind of pre-Parkinson's, the prodromal symptoms that might indicate a propensity to Parkinson's. And while we're on the theme of neurological health, headline, doing this throughout life may cut Alzheimer's risk by 38%. Doing what? I want to know. What is it that you can do that can cut your Alzheimer's disease risk by 38%? Is it exercise? Yeah, I think exercise is pretty effective for staving off cognitive decline. But it turns out in this study they looked at mental stimulation. The study found that people who stayed more intellectually engaged, as you are when you listen to a program like Intelligent Medicine, so kudos to you, people who stayed more intellectually engaged throughout their lives developed Alzheimer's disease about 5 years later than those with the lowest levels of mental stimulation. They looked at nearly 2,000 adults, average age of 80, who did not have dementia at the beginning of the study, and they were tracked for 8 years, and they found that middle age enrichment, accesses to resources such as magazine subscription, library cards, and how often participants visited places like museums or libraries, and later life enrichment, starting around the age of 80, focused on activities such as reading, writing, and playing games. And the higher the mental engagement of people, the less likely they were to have mild cognitive impairment, which might be a precursor to Alzheimer's. So a great study. It turns out that you can delay onset of cognitive impairment with mental engagement. Yeah, do it. All right, speaking of mental engagement, Intelligent Medicine, you can find more about Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. That's where all our resources reside. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on social media. And listen to our great podcasts via your favorite podcast dispenser. And check out drhoffmanstore.com for supplements. 877-726-8255, our number, and have a safe and healthy weekend.
There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for 10% off N101.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the taxpaying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-7.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. A fast-growing wildfire in Reno, Nevada was apparently human-caused. The Hawk Fire has now grown to 15,000 acres. It's uncontained. Some 42,000 residents have been ordered evacuated. Another 45,000 encouraged to leave so that firefighters can reach hotspots more easily. Authorities confirming several structures have been destroyed. Six people have been injured. Governor Joe Lombardo declared a state of emergency in Washoe County. Republicans could receive a major boost from Elon Musk as the next midterm elections approach. We have more from Andrew Stewart.
Musk may reportedly spend as much as $200 million supporting Republican candidates and voter turnout efforts nationwide. This potentially dwarfs the $70 million Musk spent during the 2024 campaign. The spending could come as the GOP holds a major cash advantage over Democrats. The RNC reportedly has a $115 million lead in cash on hand, while the DNC faces significant debt. Andrew Stewart reporting.
An army unit in Europe specializing in drone warfare has been told to start using battlefield technology and return to being a traditional infantry battalion. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
Last November, 600 soldiers formed the 173rd Airborne Brigade in Europe that specialized in drone warfare and was set up to be used as a dedicated unit that could deploy anywhere drones were required. General Christopher Leneve, the Army's acting chief of staff, has ordered that battalion to refocus on its core mission of being an airborne infantry unit. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in March that Ukrainian officials were helping five countries in the Middle East and Gulf region counter Iranian drone attacks, while the United States and European countries were among others that were requested their support. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Larry Elder, when it comes to supplements, two things matter most. It works, and you can trust it. Rather than tell you about Relief Factor, we'll let our customers do it. We hear from people every day whose lives have changed, and we'd like you to hear their stories. Mark was in tears from his daily hand joint discomfort. But after a week on Relief Factor, he felt 50% better, and now he barely notices any pain. Loves our customer service. He's so happy, he's spreading the word. And Mark is just one of many. I'm one of them. I take Relief Factor every single morning for back issues. I don't take Relief Factor, my back issues come back. They make it easy to find out if you'll be the next person telling us Relief Factor gave you your life back. 3 weeks for just $17.76. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. You'll connect with our friendly local team, and they will do everything they can to help. We hope you'll soon be sharing your story with us as well. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
Musicians with the Boston Symphony Orchestra may go on strike for the first time ever. Correspondent Donna Warder with the update.
The music may fall silent at the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The union representing musicians has authorized the first strike in the orchestra's 145-year history. The three-year contract between the Boston Musicians Association and the BSO management expires right before midnight Sunday. The orchestra and management have had strained relations since the BSO decided in March to force out music director Andras Nelson's next summer after 13 seasons. The union says management has not agreed to a proposal by musicians for a mediator. BSO CEO Chad Smith says management is committed to reaching an agreement with competitive pay and benefits. The orchestra season is scheduled to open September 17th. I'm Donna Warder.
News and analysis at townhall.com. In consumer news, the CDC is warning about alfalfa sprouts.
A food poisoning outbreak linked to alfalfa sprouts has sickened people in 15 states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 55 cases have been documented, including 4 hospitalizations. The outbreak involves salmonella and different strains of E. coli. Officials say the cases are linked to alfalfa sprouts from Everything Sprouts, a Minnesota grower. The sprouts were sold under the Calco and Everything Sprouts brands. Keith Peters reporting.
Texas-based chain Buc-ee's Limited says in a lawsuit filed that the logo for Beaver's MediMart in the city of Beaver Creek, Ohio, too closely resembles the gas station giant's Buc-ee brand Beaver. Buc-ee's has asked for a jury trial to be held in federal court in Ohio. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Have you stopped into Harmony yet? We'd love to welcome you in. We've thoughtfully curated brands we truly love, from Lululemon, Vuori, Free People Movement, to The Upside, alongside beautiful home goods, clean body care, candles, gifts, and everyday pieces you'll reach for again and again. We believe shopping should feel inspiring, not overwhelming. Come slow down, explore, and discover something you didn't know you needed. We're located in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street between Curated and Theory Coffee, right next to Organic Pilates. We can't wait to welcome you into Harmony.
Ladies, it's time to turn up the heat.
Get ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Hunks are back.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
A steamy two-night event, Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd.
Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fees.
Include $10 free slot play.
For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You piled around and knocked around the mountains in Montana, hunting all over in the wilderness areas, and done, you know this stuff. You know what's important in the field.
And I've also sat down in a nice deer stand, 200, 300 yards away from a tree line in the south. When those deer start stepping out in those last 15 minutes, yeah, the does and the juveniles start stepping out in those last 15 minutes. But the big boy, he doesn't come out until that last 5 minutes.
Yep.
And that last 5 minutes, if it's an overcast day, that is a tough last 5 minutes. But if the skies are open and you get to hunt to those last legal lights because the weather's allowing you to, it's not raining and blowing you out of there, man, that's where your optics really start to pay off.
Oh,
and, you know, yeah, that's where light transmission is witnessed or not witnessed.
And light transmission, people talk about, well, this scope gathers light. Nothing actually gathers light. It just lets light through, and some let through more than others. And that's what we're really talking about. And it's a combination of having the right glass, the actual formula for the glass, making it correctly, getting the right coatings, and then having the right mechanical setup to make sure you get as much light through. But it's more than that with a rifle scope, because you got this thing that's actually your aiming device. It's not just a scope you look through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A rifle scope is far more complicated than a spotting scope or a set of binoculars. A rifle scope could be, you know, consisting of 180 to 220, 230 parts that have to work together in harmony through abuse called recoil,
mm-hmm,
and temperature shock, external shock, such as dropping it off your shoulder or it falling off your horse scabbard. A rifle scope is a phenomenal piece of gear meant to take a tremendous amount of abuse and do so and repeat precision results time after time, year after year, decade after decade. So we ask a lot from a rifle scope. And the good news is Zeiss delivers a lot in the rifle scopes. And
well,
you talked about light transmission.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to touch on that for a second. One of the things Zeiss has that we've come out with is called Zeiss Bright technology. And what we want to guarantee with people with Zeiss Bright technology where it comes to rifle scopes is we're going to guarantee you at least 90% light transmission to the eye so that you can actually benefit those first 10 minutes of daybreak and those last legal light 10 minutes that you got left to hunt that day while your buddy's having to climb out of his stand or slip out of his blind.
Mm-hmm.
You get to go ahead and hunt and perhaps even harvest that big buck.
Every piece of glass, and there may be as many as 10 actual elements, a piece of glass in that scope, every time light hits a piece of glass, a little bit of it's going to reflect back. So you're losing a little bit of light each time it goes through the next piece of glass. And that's where the coatings and the optical formula for the actual glass itself, that's where the science and, frankly, a little bit of black magic comes in.
Yeah, black magic in the form of math, but you're right. It's got to be what is the right coating for that particular lens, not for the scope, because it's not a one and done coating for the scope. What's the right coating for each and every lens? There could be 14 cells / lenses inside that scope,
mm-hmm,
singlets, doublets, triplets, and every air to glass surface is robbing you of that light that could get to your eyeball.
Okay, so you got, and I was just looking at your line, you got all these different great scopes, and for those who don't know, like Zeiss has this fabulous, you know, 180 years of making the highest quality glass, but you've got what I think is one of the coolest things, this V3 line, because I like lightweight scopes. I like lightweight rifles, and I want to get the most I can out of the lightweight, and that's kind of where you are now with the V3 line.
Zeiss has history that's untouched, and the new Zeiss V3 rifle scopes is a rifle scope that's untouched in price versus performance versus expectations in the field. And so I think what you'll find in those 21 scopes are 6 models, multiple configurations, good clean reticles that make sense out there when you're hunting. When you talk about light transmission, still delivering at least 90% light transmission to your eye so you can stay in the hunt, so you can enjoy those moments, those legal minutes to help you harvest the animal that you're out there seeking.
Let me ask you, the market I think is changing a little bit in terms of what people accept in terms of what they're willing to spend on optics. We've got people who are paying a lot of money on scopes, big scopes for long-range shooting, and I think that has trickled down now where they understand it's okay to spend, you don't have to spend as much as your truck, But to spend some good money on a good hunting optic that's going to make or break your hunt.
Yes, sir. They are more and more, especially with the days of the internet and hunters out there harping this message. And they're saying the reason I was able to harvest this game animal was because of XYZ optical performance. And so for us, what we were missing was we were missing a price point that was more appropriate for so many hunters in America. And so we created the V3 product line because the challenge was go create a product line that's worthy of the Zeiss brand between $400 and $950. And okay. We did that. And we went ahead and put a little icing on top of the cake. We created a rimfire scope for $299.
Oh, man, with the Zeiss name on it. That's amazing.
With the Zeiss name. And so if it's got Zeiss name on it, it's quality, regardless of price point. What it may not have is all the features that result in some unique benefits that the $3,000 and $4,000 rifle scopes offer. But, man, I'll tell you, between $300 and $950, I challenge anyone to find a better value out there.
Well, and if people need those other features, you have those in your other lines. You've got other lines of scopes. This just happens to be the less expensive line, but still highest quality. You got Zeiss quality going on here.
We built the V3 so people could step up to some Zeiss quality a lot easier and a lot faster. And I'm telling you, Tom, we showed these to several hundreds of people by now, and the answer is always the same. The eyebrows go north, smiles take place, and people go, this is a lot of scope for the money. Well, and so we're excited to get that out there.
I'm looking at your lineup here, man. You got a 2.5 to 8, which is like, I love that. You know, 3.5 to 10. A 4.5 to 14, and then if you want to go higher than that, you've got that. But for me, that's the sweet spot for hunting for me.
Well, I think you and a lot of the retailers out there say the same thing, because that 4.5 to 14 is a dominant magnification range.
You know, and honestly, if you're hunting in the South where you might be hunting a little bit closer, a 2.5 to 8 is nothing wrong with that. Keep it on that low power, and it's as fast or faster than iron sights. It's amazing, and yet you can dial it up. And I like that compromise position of 3.5 to 10. I have no problem shooting. I mean, at 10 power, I always have to explain to people, look, if he's at 500 yards and you got a 10 power scope, he looks like he's at 50 yards.
Hey, that's right. That's right. And let's face it, sometimes you get that high magnification. Too much magnification can be your enemy while out hunting. Field of view is your friend when you're out hunting.
Oh, yeah. The old deal of, where is he? And your buddy's going, he's right there. That, yeah, that helps a lot. Thanks so much.
Yes, and I'm going to go back to that little 2.5 to 8 model that you were referencing earlier. That 2.5 to 8 model, that goes perfectly on today's lever gun. And if you see what's happening in the rifle world, lever guns are all the rage at the moment. Mm-hmm. So that little 2.5 to 8 fits perfectly atop those little short lever actions. And they're more than enough magnification to take care of business at distance.
Well, Kyle, look, I'm an optics nut. I love Zeiss. I have cases, literally cases full of Zeiss camera lenses. Been using them pretty much all my life professionally. So the fact that now we can get really affordable rifle scopes that I can use on my hunts, and I am going to, that's pretty exciting to me.
We did what they said couldn't be done, and that is we created Zeiss quality products at a more affordable price point and at a highly attractive price, highly attractive pricing.
So what's the best place to go? Is it Zeiss.com?
The best thing I advise people to do is get your eyeballs behind the product. You can't do that unless you get to your dealer. Go to the store and ask them, show me that new Zeiss V3 rifle scope.
There you go. Kyle Brown, thank you so much for your time. All right, don't go far. We'll be right back with more Gun Talk.
Ruger didn't just update the AR. They rebuilt it from the ground up. The Harrier is the modern sporting rifle reimagined for the serious shooter. Mil-Spec 4 70-75 receivers, nitrided bolt carrier group with staked gas key, M-Lock handguard with full-length accessory rail access, threaded barrel ready for whatever you add to it. This isn't an iteration. It's an evolution. Decades of Ruger engineering discipline poured into the platform you love, the Ruger Harrier.
Let's face it, you're tired of watching the same shows or searching for 20 minutes looking for something to watch. Shooting Sports Live is a free live network broadcasting shooting content. It's always on and always free. Watch on your TV, phone, or online. Visit ShootingSportsLive.com for a list of our free streaming partners. In just minutes, you'll be watching exclusive firearms programming anytime you want. Shooting Sports Live, where freedom is a lifestyle.
Black Hills Ammunition is now loading a 300 PRC round with the excellent Hornady 212 grain ELDX hunting bullet. The new PRC eliminates the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increases the body diameter. The 300 PRC 212 ELDX travels at over 2,850 feet per second with 3,824 foot-pounds of energy. The result is an optimum combination of accuracy and game-stopping performance. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Lighten your load without sacrificing performance. Meet the new Gemtech Neutrino Suppressor, a full-featured 30-cal suppressor weighing just 8.8 ounces. Built around a fully 3D-printed grade 5 titanium core, it delivers outstanding sound suppression, strength, and heat dissipation. From 6.5 Creedmoor to 300 WinMag, the Neutrino is engineered for serious hunters who demand lightweight performance. The Gemtech Neutrino, built to go farther, shoot quieter, and perform when it matters most.
250 years of American liberty. Ruger is honoring that milestone with firearms worthy of the moment. The 250th Anniversary Series. Distinctly marked with made in the 250th year of American liberty. Each limited production model echoes Ruger's legendary 1976 Bicentennial line, while celebrating the freedoms the Second Amendment has safeguarded for generations. From the iconic 1022 to the LCP Max, the Super Wrangler to the American Rifle Gen 2. These aren't just guns.
All right, we're back with you here. If you want to join me, it's easy. Tom Talk Gun, that's the number. Looking for range reports, anything you've been shooting, or if you're thinking about either getting your first carry gun or maybe changing to a different carry gun, and you just want to knock around some ideas, I'm open to that as well. Just give me a shout. Hey, Mike called in out of Oklahoma City. Hey, Mike, I appreciate your patience, and we got you back in here. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, just kind of interested in getting a rifle. I was out with the family here recently over the 4th of July, and they didn't know I was a gun guy, so they invited me out to go hog hunting with them down in southern Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So he asked me what kind of guns they have. I told him I had a 5.56 and I've got an FN SCAR. So okay. I kind of thought that might not be a good one to kind of take out. So I'm in the market, and so I've kind of decided on a couple of things, either the, like the Springfield M1A, or I was also, you know, interested in the what had caught my eye was probably, you know, the Ruger or the Mossberg. So
I just kind of want to get your... Well, let's back up. Tell me why you didn't think, I think a SCAR would be a fabulous hog rifle.
Yeah, it would, but I don't know, it just kind of sounded too Rambo-ish, you know, to go out there with that. I just wanted something a little bit more.
I don't know, man. I got to tell you, I mean, first of all, you got one of the very best semi-automatic rifles ever made in the SCAR.
Yeah.
And you got it in the right caliber, you got 308, and, you know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to tell you not to buy a new gun because I love the idea of everybody getting a new gun. An M1A is fun, but honestly, the M1A is not going to give you anything more than what you have in the SCAR, and it might even be a little bit less, frankly.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, you may have busted me a little bit, you know, I was looking for another excuse to buy another gun, honestly.
Okay, then you know what you should do. You should absolutely buy an M1A.
Okay.
And a scout rifle while I'm at it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that M1, the scout squad. Well, what's your thoughts on, you know, and so here's the thing on that, you know. I was talking to a friend at work, and he had been out doing some hog hunting, and, you know, I was thinking about, like, that the Ruger bolt-action 308, but he said, you know, he was out hunting, and a big hog, you know, kind of charged on him, and, you know, he was trying to get off some rounds to stop it real quick, and it was kind of difficult to do, trying to rack that bolt, you know, several times in a row. So,
I mean, I like bolt-action guns, but yes, in that situation, I would rather have the semi-auto. One thing to know, the M1A Scout rifle, looking at the Springfield Armories, those suckers are loud. I mean, like, really loud. You would absolutely want to be wearing ear protection, even when you're hunting with those. The muzzle brakes on those work, but oh my gosh, are those things loud.
Yeah.
So just kind of food for thought. But, man, I would just tell you, you already have what people would say, you know, if you had the money, you ought to get a scar. And they go, yeah, but Mike's already got a scar. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one. I've got a cog on it, and I did get the new trigger, but it so I've kind of got it ready to go. So,
well,
and, you know,
I would take that out for hog hunting in a heartbeat, and then if for some reason you wanted another gun, give yourself permission to buy another gun. But man, I'd give that scar a chance. That thing needs to go out and hunt with you.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. I think that's exactly what I'll do.
But, you know, while you're at it, go ahead and get the other ones, too, because there's, look, any reason to buy a new gun is a good reason, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's kind of what my thought was. You know, I just gotta scoot around getting it past the wife.
I can't help you with that one, man. You're on your own now, okay? I'm mailing out. See you, Mike. We never had this conversation. I don't know who you are. I never talked to you. It's all good. All right, Mike's on his own.
That's the way I'll do it.
I hope he survives. There you go. If you don't know, you can look up what an FN SCAR is. It is about a $3,000 plus maybe rifle. It's a great semi-auto 308. And when you got that, you could make the argument that you don't need much else. So there you go. I don't know. Are you a hog hunter? If you are, I'd love to know what you're using, because this is one of those things we can hunt them year round, and then I don't know, a third, maybe half the states now. We got hog problems, a lot of hog problems, got a lot of hogs, and people shoot them with 223s, and typically end up moving up to a little bit bigger cartridge, unless you're using a 223 with a particular kind of type of ammo. And there's such a variety of ammo for 223 or 5.56. I use the terms interchangeably. You know the difference. But I do think that maybe something like a 308. Now, having said that, a buddy got me onto something I did not know was around. I'm looking at it online right now. Evidently, it's on the Ruger website, but not in dealers or distributors yet. It's the Ruger American Rifle. I call it the Gen 2 Patrol Rifle. It's an SBR. It's actually a short barrel rifle from Ruger, bolt action, chambered for the 338 ARC, the 338 ARC. And I have to admit, I didn't know much about the 338 ARC, so I looked it up. Heck of a cartridge. You talk about a 300 to 307 grain bullet going subsonic. You're hitting with roughly 50% more energy than you do with a 300 blackout. You take this SBR, bolt action SBR, and you put a suppressor on it. And as someone said, if you have a good 9mm suppressor, it'll probably work on that. Because you don't have that much muzzle blast on this round. And you're shooting subsonic and stupidly quiet with a can on it. And I know. It's a bolt action, and if you got a hog chasing at you, that's a whole different deal. That's why you're carrying a pistol while you're doing this. But man, what fun that is. And a lot of times you're shooting pigs in herds, and if they're not hearing you shooting, you can get more than one in there. Now you could do that with a semi-auto when you're doing rapid fire, but I don't know. There's something about this. It intrigues me. I don't have one. I just learned about them. I got to call somebody at Ruger and say, all right, tell me about this thing and get me up to speed. I don't have any ammo for the 338 ARC, so there's the additional benefit of needing to get yet another cartridge that I need to get ammo for and probably reloading. My buddy was turning on to bullets by Maker Bullets. He really likes them. He shot several deer with those in the blackout. So, again, if you have any experience with that, give me a holler. 338 ARC looks intriguing. Gun Talk will be right back.
CarPro.com.
Jerry Reynolds, the CarPro here, answering your automotive questions.
What are the best hybrid SUVs worth cross-shopping right now? With so many great hybrid SUVs to cross-shop, I'll help you narrow it down with a few of my recommendations. Small to mid-size hybrid SUVs picks include the Toyota RAV4 and the Honda CR-V, along with both the Kia Sportage and Sorento. My large hybrid SUV picks include the Toyota Grand Highlander, Hyundai Palisade, and Jeep Cherokee. Note, the RAV4 Sportage and Sorento also have plug-in variants. To get any of your automotive questions answered, go to carpro.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter.
The CarPro Sweepstakes is rolling, and one lucky winner is going to choose between a brand new 2026 Corvette Stingray or $40,000 cash. Right now, qualifying purchases receive up to 20 times the entries, and Sunday, visit carpro.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
The DFW, it means stepping up. Fighting for veterans' benefits, rebuilding communities when disaster strikes, and evolving to meet today's veterans where they are. Because a veteran's mission never truly ends, and neither does ours. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
Is this country already socialist?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Over 168 million Americans are getting a government check. Medicaid recipients have quadrupled in 40 years to 80 million. Just take a look around.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code FREEDOM to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREEDOM for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
We'll be right back.
we are back. You can't keep me away that long, okay? I'm Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk. Check us out, guntalk.com. And also, of course, we've got a really large Facebook presence. Just look for Gun Talk or Gun Talk Media over there. Huge, I mean, thousands. We have thousands of videos over on YouTube. But I think maybe Facebook is a better place these days because we're not getting censored there the way that YouTube censors gun videos. Just takes them down. No warning. Just boom. I mean, it could be something that was up for 10 years. So, yeah, YouTube is not gun-friendly. Facebook is working better for us. Of course, over on X, I am at Gun Talk if you want to follow me over there. Let's see here. Dale called in out of Lewiston, Idaho on line 5. Hey, Dale, you're on Gun Talk. What you thinking?
Well, I just wanted to brag about a couple of Idaho companies. One is Buck Knives in Post Falls, Idaho. I sent a knife up to them that I've had for 51 years in the military.
Whoa.
And
yeah,
they cleaned and oiled it and sharpened it for me and sent it back for no charge. They have a lifetime warranty.
51 years you've had that knife?
Yes, sir. I'm old.
Well, so is the knife at this point, but good on them. I mean, I always knew that Buck Knives was a good outfit. That's great to hear.
Yeah, they're very good. They're up in Post Falls. I drove up there, handed the knife to them, and they said, okay. They sent it back to me in about a week, and it looked like it was brand new.
That's terrific. That is really nice. And, you know, and the thing is, you got a lot of history with that knife.
Yep. The other company is a company down in Nampa, Idaho, called Ammo Squared.
Mm-hmm.
You set up an account with them, and you pay a monthly cost to buy the ammo. They'll store it for you, and they'll ship it free for over $250. And you can set up from $50 on up.
Ammo Squared,
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so what's the last gun you shot at the range?
A 300 blackout suppressed with a brand new suppressor.
You
first
dog.
Time I'd ever shot a suppressed rifle.
It ruins you, doesn't it? How much fun is that?
my wife wasn't happy about the price of the suppressor, but.
Well, just let her shoot your gun. It's all quiet and she'll like it.
Well, now it's her suppressor, so.
I am so not surprised. You know what that means, though, don't you? That means you get to get your own suppressor now. That's right. And now you're Form 4 and all that other stuff. You just go buy it.
Yeah. Well, I still have to do it here in Idaho, but.
No, you don't.
Oh, really?
No. You're in Idaho. That's a free state. If you are now you need to be a member of Gun Owners of America or the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Once you belong to one of those.
Okay, I'm a member of both.
Well then check with your local gun stores. Some of them are a little reluctant, but because this is brand new, but it is perfectly legal for them to sell you a suppressor, and all they have to do is the NICS background check on it. And if you got your concealed carry permit, that qualifies for that. And you walk out the door with it, no registration, no weight, no federal tax stamp, none of that.
Oh, good. I didn't know that.
Yeah, check with your local stores and see which one will sell you one under that basis. I bet you can find one. I mean, come on, it's Idaho, right?
Yeah, it's Idaho. I figured as much, but.
Good deal. Hey, Dale, thank you for the call. I sure appreciate that. I need to move on to Paul out of West Virginia to talk about another free state there. Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I am great. Let's talk hog hunting.
Wonderful. It's always a pleasure. No, my first time.
Oh, no. Tell you what, let's do this.
Hello?
Hang up on Paul. Call him right back. You got his number. Give him a call, and let's see if we can get a better connection. I'll make noise until we get him back here. Sometimes the cell phones they're kind of in revolt. I was going to say they're revolting, but I guess maybe they are revolting, too, as well. And sometimes we can get somebody back on, just make a new, fresh connection. We'll try that because he wanted to talk about hog hunting. And
yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Hey, Paul, we got you again. Good. Let's see if we got a better connection this time.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a lot better. Thank you. All right, let's talk scars and hog hunting.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.
All right. Go for it. You got the floor.
All right. I had a question, a couple of three things. A question, and I need your suggestion and my personal experience about the hog hunting. I never hog hunted, but I did own a scar. I've always wanted a scar. I got the scar. I was disappointed with the scar because it jammed, and it only likes particular types of rounds, the preferably very expensive smooth ones. So my opinion, it jammed, and I really now I'm looking for the SOCOM M1A CQB. But since you said some things about that gun, I was wondering if I should get that or the Galil Ace that I also always wanted.
Don't get me wrong. I love the M1A. I think Springfield does a great job with them. And you know, if you had a scar already, I would say it's kind of repetitious. But if you no longer have your scar and you like the looks of it, like the idea of the M1A, more power to you. They make really nice rifles, and they shoot really well.
It's more about really want a rifle in 308 that's not going to jam, and the scar just kept doing it, and it felt like I had to dip the whole thing in a bunch of oil and let it sit, and maybe that would have fixed the problem.
Well, and you know, the other thing that happens is if you get a gun of any type, and for whatever reason, it's not treating you right, it's hard to change your feelings about it, even if you say, yeah, okay, it's working now, but I'm not sure I could actually trust it. So I understand where you are. I think I have not heard of, let me back up. I have not heard of problems with the M1As from Springfield. Do you know which of the models? Because they have several different models. Which one you're looking at?
The 7. Oh, the for the M1A?
Yeah.
The SOCOM, the CQB, the blacked out, with the iron sights, without that little glass on top. I like iron.
All right, the iron sights are fine, and then I would retain the option of putting a red dot on it if you want to. Again, and I mentioned this before, the SOCOMs are shorter barrels. They are very loud. Just be aware of that. I mean, but 308s tend to be loud, but when you put a short barrel with a muzzle brake on it, you get a lot of blasts, so just be aware of that. I think you will enjoy it, and certainly if you're going to hunt hogs, that would be a great rifle for it, and it would be a fun rifle. If you're looking for something that weighs a little less, there are some AR-10 platforms that weigh a fair amount less that are reliable, and you can look at those. And look, I appreciate the call back. I do need to keep moving here. I've got some things I need to talk about. I promised earlier I was going to talk about the murders in Twin Falls, Idaho, and we've all seen the images of the good guy with a gun who had the 5.7 with the suppressor on it, and he shot back. Good on him. Turns out there were two other armed people, citizens there. One was a retired cop, and one was an off-duty cop. So you got three people with guns responding to this. Not a single one of them got a single hit on the bad guy. Now, them shooting back did change the course of action. Well, one of them did not get to shoot back at all. One of them, I think it was a retired cop, he ran towards the bad guy, A-plus on effort there, encourage, but he kept his gun in his holster, said he didn't want to be confused with the bad guy and get shot. Okay, maybe a reasonable idea, maybe not. He got shot in the arm, and then he couldn't use his gun because he was carrying an empty chamber. In essence, an unloaded gun, because he couldn't rack the slide. The other was an off-duty cop. He didn't get any hits. So, we had three people, good guys with guns, who did not get a single hit on this bad guy. I was looking at something written by Gabe Suarez. He's a noted firearms trainer. As he says, he's been in a gunfight or two. He was making the point that, look, the whole idea of this is to put hits on target. When you get a hit on the target, you stop the fight. The point is not to throw bullets at people. The point is to throw bullets into people. And I'm sorry if that sounds graphic, but that's just what it is. You're shooting someone to keep them from killing people. There's a guy who's actively killing people. He's a madman. And yes, I applaud the courage of those who decided to move forward. But come on. You got to be able to put hits on target. And I could hear everybody said, yeah, Tom, but it was exciting and it was scary and it was, yep, all of those things. That's what a gunfight is. Because in a gunfight, there's bullets flying both ways. If it's a shooting, their bullets are only going one way. When you bring a gun into a situation where somebody's shooting people, it becomes a gunfight. You have to train to put shots on target under stress. And this is where I would say that I think competition helps. You don't have to be a master class shooter. Okay, you don't have to be a grandmaster. But you do have to know how to put shots on target. And I'm not talking 3 and 5 and 7 yards. I'm talking about 25 yards with your pistol. Well, that's unrealistic, Tom. No, it's not. It's very realistic. It's very doable. If you learn how to shoot, for heaven's sakes. If you can't do that, if you can't, so what would be a realistic target? Let's figure a pie plate or a 10-inch diameter paper plate. Go to the range, find a way to do that, and you could do this, draw a circle that big on your cardboard or your target if you got to shoot it into a range where you can't put up your paper plate. And just see how far out you can hit that reliably. You should be able to hit that every time easily. At 15 yards. Frankly, should be able to do it at 25 yards. 50 yards, that's a whole different deal. But you should be able to put a third to half of your hits on target at 50 yards with your carry gun. Wow, that's a half a football field. Yep, it sure is. Well, all I carry is a fill in the blank. Yeah, you might want to reconsider what you're carrying. Yeah, but most gunfights are, yeah, I know. I know what the averages are. 3 yards, 3 to 5 yards. Okay. But what if your gunfight isn't average? It wasn't in Twin Falls. You know, what if the situation is you do have somebody killing people and he's 25 or 30 yards away? Eli Dickin shot that guy at 42 yards in a mall with his Glock. The guy had a rifle and he was there to kill people. And Eli Dickin put shots on him at 42 yards. With an iron-sided Glock. Stop the fight. Stop the killing. Stop the murders. I do applaud those who decided to respond. Good for them. Excellent. They get an A for all of that. But you know what? They all get an F when it comes to execution. And that's really going to tick people off when I say that. But if you're shooting at somebody and you're not hitting him, or if you can't shoot him because you're carrying an empty chamber, for heaven's sake, what are you thinking? And now you can't work your slide because, yeah, you got shot in the arm. Look, what do you think we've been saying for all these years about people who carry with an unloaded gun, an empty chamber? Can you work the slide with one hand? Can you work the slide with one hand with your off hand? You get shot in your strong hand. Now you got to draw and shoot your gun with your off hand. If you got a round in the chamber, you can do that. If you're having to rack the slide, yeah, I know. You could put the rear sight into your belt and shove it down. Yeah, I know. I've done all that. Why would you force yourself to do that? Because you're afraid to carry a loaded gun? Then why are you carrying a gun in the first place? Can I say you probably need a lot more training and a realignment of your thinking? Yeah. So, and it's disappointing to have three good guys and nobody put a shot on this guy. The takeaway I would offer is for all of us to get better, all of us to be more serious about it. All of us to say, yeah, I'm going to be prepared for that moment. And the only way I know to do that is to go get some training, take a real class. Training is not practice. Practice is what you do at the range by yourself. Training is what you do when there's an instructor watching you and helping you figure it out and making you better. Taking a class or two or three. Go and get real training. Maybe engage in a little competition. You know, you can go do an IDPA shoot somewhere. They make it easy to start if you don't know anything about it. They will make it easy to get you started. And also, honestly, when you go and watch what other people are doing, you're going, oh, wow, some of those people are good. Oh, look, there's a 12-year-old who can outshoot me by a mile. I need to up my game. And you will. Are you ever going to need that? I hope not. I hope I never need it. But I also put on a gun every time I leave the house. And I hope I don't need it. I don't put it on because I want to use it. I put it on because if I need to use it and I didn't have it, assuming I live through it, I don't know how I would live with myself. I don't know many, many times people who have been in those situations who did not have a gun, had no way to protect themselves or other people, they are haunted for the rest of their lives because they chose to be defenseless. And it works on them. It would be hard to live with yourself if you couldn't protect a loved one and you had decided, yeah, no, it's safe where we're going today. We don't have to do that today. I'm not going to carry it today. I don't want the hassle. Guns are heavy. Guns are big. Guns are uncomfortable. I don't want to have to put up with that. And then you need it, and you don't have it, and life changes. I don't want to be that guy. I'm going to carry it every single day. I'm going to train as much as I can. I'm going to try to get better every single day. But that's just me. You got to figure it out for yourself. But you got to look hard inside yourself to come up with a solution. I hope you'll do that.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Veterans at San Antonio VFW Post 1533 partnered with Scouting America Troop 307 for the 2026 VFW Day of Service. Together, they sorted 550 pounds of clothing, prepared 763 sandwiches, and assembled 600 snack bags for a local crisis center. More than 100 volunteer hours turned into immediate help. At one table in San Antonio, veterans modeled enduring citizenship for younger volunteers, noticed the need, organized the team, finished the job, and leave the community stronger. Brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We'll be right back.
We are at the very early stages of trying to understand where we are with this whole, can you buy a suppressor without filling out the forms and registering it with the federal government and all of that. It's a bit complex, and I would encourage you to do your research. You can follow me over on X. I will be putting information out about that. I'll link to other sources. There's some misinformation that has been spread. Understandably, it's just we're early on and people are trying to figure it out. And look, we're all excited. This is a fabulous development. I'm really excited. The National Firearms Act, the NFA, has been around for 92 years, and we're destroying it. Piece by piece, not all at once. We're not getting it all. And if you live in a number of states, I think there are 15 states where you either cannot own a suppressor at all, or you cannot buy one without going through the federal registration process. You need to know that. You need to know what the law is in your state. You also need to know that you need to be a member of certain gun rights groups to buy one without the paperwork, or you need to be buying from Silencer Shop or Palmetto State Armory because they were plaintiffs in the cases. See, told you it's involved. It's complicated, but it's very doable. I mean, bottom line is, look, check with your local store. Say, hey, will you sell me a suppressor without doing the federal registration on it? And some will say, no, we're waiting for more guidance from ATF. And some will say, yeah, we'll do that if you belong to one of those groups. If you are part of the protected class, absolutely, come on in. Show me the proof that you belong to GOA, or the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And you buy it, we'll do a NICS check on it, just like it's a regular gun, because I don't know why, but they're classified as firearms. It's just a muffler, but that's the current status. We're going to work to get that changed as well. And if you are in a state where your concealed carry permit works as your background check, then they don't even have to phone it in. Done. Walk out the door. If your local store will do that, more power to you. I can't think of a reason not to, frankly. And there are some crazy good deals going on right now. If you check online, Silencer Shop, Silencer Co., Silencer Central, some of the others, and you get those through your local dealership as well. They're doing some amazing deals right now. Check this week. It is a crazy exciting time. We have a number of other lawsuits before the courts. Some have already been argued, and we're going to win some of those too. Maybe not all, but we're going to win some of them, and we're going to get more of our rights back. And then, of course, we've got the big one before the United States Supreme Court. That'll be argued in October or November. We don't know yet. That's the challenge on the so-called assault weapons bans, banning semi-automatic rifles. We're going to win that one, too. Don't know how expansive or how narrow the decision will be. Probably will be somewhat narrow. I wish we could get a magazine capacity case there as well, because there's no logic in the law to saying you can buy a magazine that holds 10 rounds, but you can't buy a magazine that holds 11 rounds. That doesn't make any sense at all. So it's a great time. We've never seen anything like this in my entire lifetime. It's never been this exciting in terms of what's going on with gun rights. So here's the question. Call me right now, and we'll get you into the after show. If you have bought a suppressor under the new regs, or if you're thinking about it, are you willing to buy one now because you don't have to register it? Give me a call at Tom Talk Gun. We'll get you into the after show. We'll have some fun. We'll knock this around. In the meantime, hey, go out and buy a can. Have some fun. Take somebody with you. Enjoy this. And celebrate the Second Amendment. Oh, yeah, and join those gun rights groups, too.
CarPro.com.
Jerry Reynolds of CarPro here, answering your automotive questions. Is CarMax a good place to buy a car? Well, if you're looking for the best deal on a used vehicle, I just have to say no. CarMax has built much of its appeal around convenience and no-haggle pricing. If you truly don't like negotiating, go for it. But don't mistake no-haggle pricing for bargain pricing. Traditional dealerships can offer a comparable vehicle for less money, fewer miles, and in some cases, manufactured-backed certified warranty coverage. For more, go to carpro.com. To get any of your automotive questions answered, go to carpro.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter.
The CarPro Sweepstakes is rolling, and one lucky winner is going to choose between a brand new 2026 Corvette Stingray or $40,000 cash. Right now, qualifying purchases receive up to 20 times the entries, and Sunday. Visit CarPro.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The Trump administration, taking emergency action, it says, will expand gasoline supplies and lower prices at the pump. Correspondent Mary Rose reports.
Beginning September the 1st, the EPA will temporarily allow E10 gasoline to be sold with a higher vape pressure limit, effectively ending federal summer blend restrictions early. Officials say the move could add hundreds of thousands of barrels of gasoline per day. The waiver runs through September 15th and may override stricter rules in California, Texas, and Arizona for up to 20 additional days. Mary Rose reporting.
Trump administration taking new steps to strengthen election oversight ahead of the November midterms. We have more from correspondent Ken Lorman.
The Justice Department plans to deploy a record 1,000 election monitors nationwide to help enforce federal voting laws. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon says the teams will ensure compliance with the Voting Rights Act, nearly quadrupling the number sent in 2022. The move comes as the Save America Act remains stalled in the Senate, despite President Trump making election integrity a top priority. Ken Lorman reporting.
A fast-moving wildfire that jumped over fire trucks and made it difficult for crews to reach hotspots has destroyed homes in northwest Reno, Nevada. Shifting winds challenging firefighters trying to bring it under control, and authorities urge some 90,000 people to evacuate. Tropical Storm Mokay passing to the south of Hawaii's Big Island, but close enough to dump more than a foot of rain on communities dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Lala. Elsewhere, Tropical Storm Isel has formed in eastern Pacific waters, well away from Mexico's southwest coastline, posing no threat to land. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Larry Elder here. When it comes to supplements, two things matter most. Does it work? And can you trust it? Rather than just tell you about Relief Factor, we'll let our customers do it. We hear from people every single day whose lives have changed, and we'd like you to hear a few of their stories. Chris has spent years doing physical work, leaving his feet sore at the end of the day. After starting Relief Factor, he felt so good he did something he'd never done before. He ran a half marathon. Now he tells all his friends about Relief Factor. I've got back issues. I've been taking Relief Factor every single morning for years. Without it, the back problems come back. They make it easy to find if you'll be the next person telling us Relief Factor gave you your life back. 3 weeks for just $17.76. Simply go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. You'll connect with our friendly local team, and they'll do everything they can to help. We hope you'll be soon sharing your story with us, too. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
Next week, we'll bring an end to a year-long U.S. ban on cattle from northern Mexico.
Ranchers in northern Mexico are getting ready to export their cattle to the U.S. following a year-long ban. An outbreak of the flesh-eating parasite known as the New World screwworm fly was affecting the cattle industry on both sides of the border. On Monday, the U.S. plans to restart imports at the border crossing in Douglas, Arizona, and new restrictions are in place. Eventually, 1,300 cattle per day can enter the U.S. I'm Donna Water.
Indonesian authorities arresting 72 people suspected of starting forest and peatland fires. The fires causing a choking haze cloud over central and west Indonesia. Indonesia's National Disaster Management Agency says those fires are driven by an intensifying El Nino pattern. The blazes have spread smoke into Malaysia, straining relations with the neighboring countries. News at townhall.com. In consumer news, Tesla recalling nearly 3 million vehicles in China over door handle safety risks.
Tesla and other Chinese car makers are recalling more than 4 million vehicles over safety concerns, including risks tied to their door handles. Tesla is recalling about 2.98 million vehicles, including Models 3, Y, X, and S, over door handle safety risks. This follows China's announcement in February to ban hidden door handles seen commonly on Tesla and other Chinese electric vehicles starting next year. It follows EV accidents where hidden electronic door handles fail to function and trapped passengers. Keith Peters reporting.
Las Vegas Raiders star running back Ashton Jeanty had to be helped off the field after apparently being injured late in Sunday's practice. He was unable to put pressure on his right leg. The Raiders have not issued an update on his condition. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? Donate it to Reading Piano Angels. We accept all kinds of vehicles. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, motorcycles, even trailers and go-karts. Thanks to local support, Piano Angels has provided over 600 pianos to families, schools, churches, senior homes, and nonprofits across Northern California. Donate today by visiting readingpianoangels.com or call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI 309-991-822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles.
That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Progress to Alzheimer's, but they have a higher risk than the general populace. But if you have a double hit on APOE4, you have a much higher risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. And so it turns out that this is pretty prevalent. One in four people have at least one copy. The vast majority of people have just one copy, but some small percentage of people have a double copy. They're much more high, they're much higher risk of developing Alzheimer's. It turns out that APOE4 carriers comprise 50 to 60% of Alzheimer's disease sufferers. So where are we going with this? Well, for a long time, it's been said that if you have an APOE4 gene, you are especially susceptible to the adverse effects of saturated fat and cholesterol, and that you should be on a quasi-vegan plant-based diet to avoid the ravages of the potential ramifications of APOE4 for your blood vessels and for your brain. But there's some new think on that. And this is actually something that I long ago challenged, because if you're not going to eat a lot of meat, you may end up eating a lot of carbs. You may develop insulin resistance. Insulin resistance can happen in the brain, and that can also impair cognitive functioning. If you have high blood sugar, if you have inflammation because you're overweight, because you're eating a lot of carbs instead of eating good protein, well, you might be more prone to dementia. And that is the case in the general population. And perhaps also in people with APOE4. And there's a new study that is very germane to this: meat consumption and cognitive health by APOE genotype. Okay? So what they say here, they come up with a theory, which is that we know that our very early primate ancestors basically lived in trees like monkeys and subsisted on a herbivorous diet. They eat a lot of fruits and plants and didn't eat a lot of animal protein. But there was an adaptation that occurred around 2.5 million years ago in our remote primate past, where humans became omnivorous. They developed the ability to eat not just plants, but also animal protein. That led to more potential for brain development. We got bigger and bigger brains. The brains required more protein, more omega-3 fatty acids, and things that you would naturally get from animal protein. And so it was that we became omnivorous and, in fact, began to eat a lot of meat. We ate so much meat that our primitive ancestors drove a lot of the large mammals that inhabited Asia and Europe and North America. There were giant animals like mastodons and mammoths that were driven into extinction by humans. This was before, you know, we had concerns about planetary health and balancing the ecosystem. People just went nuts when they saw these big walking protein factories, and they drove them into extinction. So a theory has been proposed that during this hypercarnivorous period a few million years ago, we may have developed the APOE4 gene. A hypothesis suggests that APOE4 may provide more or less adaptation to higher meat consumption. Okay, it's kind of interesting. So that APOE4 developed to enable us to tolerate and advantage consumption of meat. And so it was that they did a study, and what they found, they looked at a study of older adults, and here's what they found, is that higher total meat consumption was associated with favorable cognitive health outcomes for people with the mixed gene. They had APOE3, 4. they had one copy of the so-called Alzheimer's gene, which kind of goes against the doctrine that individuals of the APOE4 gene variant should avoid meat. It turns out that higher intake of unprocessed meat was associated with slower cognitive decline and reduced dementia risk. Now, when it comes to processed meat, basically kind of junky meat, meat with a lot of additives, that was associated with accelerated cognitive decline. And pretty much that's the case for most people, whether they have the APOE4 gene or not. Eating a lot of processed or ultra-processed food hastens dementia and cognitive decline. So this is an interesting study and suggests that maybe one of our tried and true nutritional verities, which is that if you test positive for APOE4, you should be on a very, very low-fat vegan diet. They say that for participants with the mixed gene, higher meat consumption aligned with lower blood cholesterol and a lower ratio of dietary saturated to polyunsaturated fat, which is a key dietary determinant of cholesterol levels. So that also might be borne out because unprocessed meat may contain more harmful substances for the brain. Interesting study, and it, once again underscores the fact that when it comes to nutritional science, some of the things that we once believed, we constantly have to hold them up to a magnifying glass and reevaluate them in terms of a new understanding of how the genes determine what we ought to be eating. Our number, 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, it's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. You know that feeling when everything just clicks, your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders? That's not luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
It's time for Paisano Days. Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th at the South City Park by Tiger Field in Reading. 2 days of homemade Italian food, including a spaghetti dinner, meatball sandwiches, pasta bowl with meatball, Italian sausage sandwiches, hot dogs, cannoli and ice cream, beer on tap, and wine. Entrance to the event is free, and guests will enjoy vendor booths, raffles, a silent auction, and watching the bocce tournament. The dinner cost is $16 for adults and $6 for kids under 12. Sons and Daughters of Italy hosted this event in support of many charities in our area, including the Wings of Angels, the Police Canine Program, student scholarships, and many more. That's Paisano Days on September 18th and 19th at South City Park. Call 530-510-1903. For more information, that's 530-510-1903.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255, and that's how you come directly to the doctor's office to pose a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. A while ago, I had some colonoscopy and an endoscopy done, and I'm 77 years old. They said I had duodenitis, so I'm not sure what I should do. I would like your opinion on it. I would appreciate that very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so duodenitis means that you have inflammation of the lower part of your stomach. The duodenum actually is where the stomach meets the small intestine, and that's a common site of what are called duodenal ulcers. And duodenal ulcers can be a problem. You can become anemic, you can have a perforation, and that's kind of catastrophic. You certainly can have pain. And so presumably that's why you had a colonoscopy and endoscopy. Maybe you were a little bit anemic. You had low iron, and there's kind of a slow ooze of blood from that inflamed tissue. So the common drill for duodenitis is to put you on an acid-blocking drug for a while. And I emphasize for a while because sometimes it's suggested that you need to be on these drugs for a lifetime. That would be not beneficial because of all the side effects associated with long-term use of the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, the powerful drugs that stop stomach acid production. But for a short time, you may want to take a medication just to shut the acid off temporarily. The other consideration is that in duodenitis and duodenal ulcers, there's an association with something called H. pylori. And you may want to find out if you have that bacteria. That bacteria can be eradicated with medication, or it can be eradicated with some natural things. So you might want to get tested for the presence or absence of H. pylori. You certainly should be avoiding taking aspirin and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. But in addition just to blocking the stomach acid, you ought to consider taking something to protect the lining of your stomach and small intestine. And my favorite thing for that is DGL, deglycerinated licorice, which is also an ingredient in a nice product called Endefen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N, which is kind of a powder that you add to water and you drink it as kind of a slurry, but it coats the stomach and the small intestine, and it actually promotes healing. You can find it via my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock the highest quality supplements. And that's where you can, you know, find something like that, which is, you know, actually something that integrative physicians like yours truly use to treat stomach inflammation. So there you have it. I mean, probably something that should be addressed because it can lead to, at the very least, chronic anemia because you're having some very slow iron loss from your intestinal tract. But worse yet, it could evolve into an ulcer, which could be, you know, even potentially dangerous. So address that. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, well, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit, which is MitoPure gummies from Timeline. We're going to hear more about that in an interview that I'm doing this week with one of the folks who has done research on urolithin A. Urolithin A is the key ingredient in MitoPure. Backed by over 15 years of research, MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant, and support your mitochondria. Those are the energy powerhouses of your cells. So boost your cellular energy, enhance your muscle strength and endurance. There's an interesting study on athletic performance that we're going to discuss during the podcast. Just published, I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically since I've been taking MitoPure. So for more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman. So here's an interesting study that shows that there is a genetics for something called GLP-1 resistance. Why is it that some people who take these powerful weight loss drugs that yield amazing results for some people, they can lose 20-30% of their total body weight. Other people, their weight barely budges. What's going on? Science may have just found a hidden reason. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, our number 877-726-8255, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. 800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
Are you ready to experience the future of digestive wellness with Dr. O'Hara's new and revolutionary postbiotic fermented food concentrate? capsule-free, and in individual sachet packets that harness the power of 5 years of fermentation and over 500 concentrated bioactive postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Postbiotic Fermented Food Concentrate is a nutrient-dense paste designed to supercharge your digestive health, aid in nutrient absorption, and support whole-body immune wellness. Each sachet packet delivers a potent blend of fermented paste and prebiotics, which serve as fuel for your body's own unique gut microbiome. This concentrate supports your entire digestive tract, does not need refrigeration, non-GMO, dairy, and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara's Postbiotic Fermented Food Concentrate. It is the ultimate embodiment of traditional Japanese fermented craftsmanship, designed for those who seek the highest concentration of nature's restorative power in every serving. Ask your natural products retailer for it today or online at essentialformulas.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
And having a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
You're reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk podcast.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-497-9852. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-497-9852. That's 800-497-9852. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, and we're on each weekend. And this program becomes a podcast. So you can listen to it any way you want, via your local radio station. You can listen live via the live stream, or you can pick up on Intelligent Medicine when it becomes a podcast later during the week. So this item has really captured the imagination of people in the media It's one of those stories that has, quote, legs. Can sparkling water boost metabolism and help with weight loss? This is a story that kind of made the rounds in mainstream media because it's kind of interesting, the idea that you can just drink seltzer water, carbonated water, and it's going to help to curb your appetite and perhaps improve your metabolism. Interesting concept. You know, I really love carbonated water, and I have a soda stream so that I can make as much carbonated water as I want, and I don't have to schlep heavy bottles, and I don't have to worry about, you know, returning them for a deposit or recycling them. I think it's better for the environment, and relatively cheaper because I consume a fair amount of sparkling water. I enjoy it. It's refreshing. I find that it's slightly tangy taste because when you carbonate water, it gets a little bit of a kind of a acidic pH, and it there's just something about it. Maybe it's a childhood memory of going to a deli where they had fresh pickles on the table, free of charge, and they had a seltzer dispenser. It's kind of a traditional deli thing. And so we had as much carbonated water as we want, ate our pickles, and then ordered our deli food. So according to the study, sparkling water might slightly affect blood sugar and metabolism. But the author is quick to point out that that may not be enough to drive real weight loss. The mechanism is related to hemodialysis, which is what patients with kidney failure undertake on a regular basis. So what in the heck does that have to do with drinking sparkling water? Well, it turns out that during hemodialysis, the blood becomes more alkaline due to the production of carbon dioxide. And in a similar way, the carbon dioxide in carbonated water is absorbed through the stomach lining and is converted into bicarbonate within red blood cells, and that shifts their metabolism towards activation of certain enzymes that influence how glucose is absorbed and used by the body. So this is what we call in science an extrapolation. In other words, what happens in dialysis is similar to what happens when you drink a little bit of sparkling water, but it's not real clear that that's going to make a big difference. So is this change in the red blood cells metabolism a proxy for weight loss? Well, it's not been demonstrated that in studies, people who consume a lot of sparkling water, that it somehow curbs their appetite or improves their metabolism. I just simply enjoy it. And, you know, go to a restaurant and they ask you whether you want tap water or sparkling water, and it's another way that they can upsell you and, you know, put another $8-$9 on your tab. But nonetheless, yeah, I did a little background search on this, and going back a couple of years, this headline: study links drinking carbonated water to weight gain. So what they say here is, somebody posing the question, as part of a reducing diet, we like to drink plain carbonated water. There's no sugar in it, no additives, and no sweeteners. But apparently there's a new study that says carbonated water leads to weight gain. Okay, so a couple of years ago, there's a study that said, au contraire, drinking carbonated water might actually contribute to weight gain. This is based on a rat study. And I will point out, as I so often have, that in general, for the most part, people are not rats, although with a couple of exceptions, perhaps. The scientists looked at how both artificially sweetened and plain carbonated water affected rats over the course of a year. They found that those who drank either type of sparkling water gained more weight than those who drank only plain water or carbonated water that had been degassed. So why that is? It turns out that carbonated water stimulates ghrelin, and the way that you remember what ghrelin does is, you have, you know, when you're hungry, you get hunger pangs, and your stomach grumbles, So a little mnemonic here. Ghrelin makes your stomach rumble and increases your appetite. It is the hunger hormone. And so what they found with 20 male participants, they drank either carbonated or plain water. And the results matched those of the rodent study. The men who drank either unsweetened or artificially sweetened carbonated water had triple the blood levels of ghrelin than those who drank either plain water or degassed sparkling water. So take your pick among these studies, depending which study you're reading. Either carbonated water is great for weight loss, or carbonated water interferes with your efforts to lose weight. Wherever there's scientific controversy like this, I tend to lean into the possibility that there's just really a minimal effect. Folks, you know that feeling when everything just clicks? For some of us, that is a rare event. When your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, and your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders, well, that's what your body is capable of every single day. And one of the ways to support that feeling of well-being is via fish oil supplements. And I've looked at a lot of them. Honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But one is different. It's Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. My choice currently, among all the fish oils I've tried, it starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet. And then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. Kind of like extra virgin olive oil. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Well, it's clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. There are no shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense, and it was developed by someone I really trust, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, a true pioneer in the world of complementary health. If you want to feel the difference, go to bigboldhealth.com. That's bigboldhealth.com and use code Hoffman for 30% off, 20% off site-wide. Once you feel it, you'll know the difference. All right, this item, and I think this is something that we mostly know, is that eating while distracted is not a good idea. Because you should eat mindfully. You should sit down, taste, and enjoy the food. You know, perhaps have some conversation, hopefully some light conversation, not an argument or, you know, a food fight at the table. That's going to, you know, actually undermine your health. But eating while distracted, for example, watching TV or using, your iPad or your phone, is believed to increase food intake. Okay, and so there are some previous studies, but here's the most definitive of the studies. They looked at 50 studies, and they then analyzed them for quality and bias, and here's what they found. It turns out that, indeed, TV watching resulted in greater food intake when distracted. But cognitively demanding distractors did not. So, I don't know, maybe you're at work and, you know, you've got some work tasks to accomplish and you're eating a quick lunch and that form of distracted eating, where maybe, you're reviewing your company's inventory statement and it does involve some degree of mental demands, the effect on food intake and the caloric burden that you're going to subject yourself to is not greater when there are cognitively demanding distractors like doing work while you eat. Probably not a great idea for digestion, but it doesn't make you eat more. TV, on the other hand, turns out it does. TV, and yeah, the equivalent of TV is, you know, just doom scrolling on your phone, you know, looking at YouTube videos. I mean, that's the modern equivalent of TV, because among younger people, who watches TV anymore? Nobody. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Magnesium is crucial for over 300 processes in your body, from energy production and muscle recovery to sleep quality and stress response. Yet most Americans don't get enough. In fact, in a peer-reviewed clinical trial, more than 75% of participants showed suboptimal magnesium levels before the study even began. Those who took Jigsaw Mag SRT saw magnesium rise 30% over 90 days and deficiency symptoms drop by 63%. Remarkable results backed by real science. And for sleep and recovery, Jigsaw Mag Soothes delivers. In a 4-week clinical trial, participants saw a 17% improvement in sleep quality, felt 34% less stressed, and rated their satisfaction 85 out of 100. 82% said they'd buy it again. Two supplements, two clinical trials, one company that does the research. Jigsaw Health, Mag SRT for daily magnesium replenishment, Mag Soothe for calm, restorative sleep. To order, go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN15 for 15% off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com, code HOFFMAN15. Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Lose your train of thought mid-sentence? Feel like your brain is running on fumes by 2 in the afternoon? Try Kaolic Specialty Series Smart Mushrooms Plus. This isn't caffeine. It's not some jittery stimulant that crashes you an hour later. This is a clean, science-backed formula built around certified organic lion's mane mushrooms, clinically shown to support the nerve growth factor that actually helps your brain maintain and organize neurons. We're talking real foundational support for focus and mental clarity, and it doesn't stop there. It's combined with Kaolic aged garlic extract, aged up to 20 months on organic California farms, plus Aronia berry extract, selenium, and vitamin B12 for long-term brain health and executive function. Two capsules with a meal, once a day, vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Kaolic Smart Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kaolic Mushrooms Plus line at kaolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kaolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Is this country already socialist?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Over 168 million Americans are getting a government check. Medicaid recipients have quadrupled in 40 years to 80 million. Just take a look around.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The number is 877-726-8255. And let's take one of our phone calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Just a question about how much whey protein you take on a daily basis. Can you please inform us as to how much? And also, was the flight to New Zealand, was that nonstop, right, to New Zealand? And coming back, same question. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about flying to New Zealand. So New Zealand is about as far as a plane can fly with current capacity and fuel. And to fly from JFK, New York International Airport, to Auckland, New Zealand, takes 18 hours nonstop. And it's an incredible flight. Because what happens is, if you leave on a Friday, you arrive on a Sunday. You actually skip a day, and because you cross the international date line. So in addition to the 18 hours you spend, you're losing a day, or you're gaining, depending on how you look at it. You're losing a day because, you know, in mid-flight, a day vanishes as you cross the date line. Conversely, going back, it's only a 16-hour flight. Why is that? Because, well, generally, west-to-east flights are faster because of the direction of the airflow. And so it's interesting when you fly back, you actually gain a day. And I left at 5 o'clock, and I ended up arriving the same day after a 16-hour flight, at an earlier time than when I left, which is kind of weird. So it's a little disorienting. I had some jet lag, but I took melatonin, and I also took something called phosphatidylserine, which actually in some studies has been shown to help to alleviate jet lag. Phosphatidylserine is the memory supplement, PS, you know, like at the end of a letter you write PS, I forgot something, well, phosphatidylserine helps you with memory and mental focus, and at relatively high doses, along with melatonin, to reset your time clock. And also, there's some studies that suggest that creatine can be beneficial for jet lag. And I take creatine on a regular basis as well, up a little bit my creatine before a long distance flight to a new time zone. So, how much whey protein do I take on a daily basis? Well, whey protein is something that is in a shake that I make, and you can find the recipe for the shake at drhoffman.com. Just, you know, put in search term Dr. Hoffman's shake or smoothie, and you'll find it there. And I use anywhere from 20 to 30 grams of protein with my shake. And my goal is to obtain about as many grams of protein per day as I weigh. So like a 1-to-1. And that 20 or 30 grams that I take after exercise helps give me a boost to my protein. The downside of taking a shake that's high in protein is it may displace a meal. You may not be hungry for a while, and, you know, meals also are a delivery source for protein. So if you had instead of that, a veggie omelet, maybe with a side of sausage or bacon, you would also get the requisite protein. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item is something that is much anticipated. We're going to talk in a moment about non-invasive imaging to replace finger sticks for people with diabetes. Now, the holy grail of the Apple Watch, this would be the killer app, and Apple Watch sales would go through the roof, is if they had continuous glucose monitoring through your skin. They can now check your pulse. From your pulse, they can derive various things. They can give you a warning if you have signs of atrial fibrillation. They can also look at your intervals between your pulse to derive fitness information. So there's all kinds of things that they can do with pulse, and it's pretty accurate. I use an Apple Watch when I exercise, and I get a pretty good readout of my heart rate, although chest monitors are a little bit more accurate. They tried for a while with the Apple Watch to measure blood gas, to measure your oxygen saturation. And you may say, well, why is that important? Well, especially during COVID, that was important because people coming down with COVID who were in trouble had a reduced oxygen saturation. There was a point where, you know, if you were struggling with COVID and your oxygen saturation was going down, you might want to check into a hospital, go to the emergency room, and get more aggressive treatment because you might be circling the drain. Well, due to a patent dispute, they had to take that app off the Apple Watch. This turns out another company had developed the technology, and the contention was that Apple swiped it and applied it, and so we lost that functionality from Apple Watches. But these days, we have what are called CGMs, continuous glucose monitors, which are a little bit invasive. It's not as bad as having to do a finger stick multiple times, hurting your fingers with a lancet. But you need to apply this thing to your upper arm. If you haven't done it, there's like a little pin that goes right under the skin. And that's the way that you measure the capillary glucose, because there actually is a little pin that goes in there, and it monitors your glucose. And so that's okay, and it does work with an Apple Watch or with an Apple phone or any kind of phone. You can get readouts and see trends and see what's happening by looking at your phone or your watch. But it's not like direct measurement. And so there is research which predicts that non-invasive imaging could replace finger pricks for people with diabetes. They use something called Raman spectroscopy, which actually can discern levels of glucose. Very high tech. They're working on it at MIT. They're trying to shrink the technology so it could be incorporated in something as small as a watch. Currently, the device is about the size of a shoebox, but they're refining it. It's going to have to be pretty accurate to obtain FDA approval, because this is an important thing for, you know, people with diabetes are using this. It's going to be crucial that they actually get accurate measurements. But prediction is that Apple Watch 13 may gain blood sugar monitoring as soon as 2027. We hope that that's the case. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If one supplement could make your entire immune system smarter, not stronger, in an aggressive way, smarter. That's exactly what BWH-85 beta-glucan from BWH Labs does. It works with your immune system, helping it recognize threats, respond effectively, and protect you the way nature intended. BWH Labs has spent over 25 years perfecting the purest, most biologically active beta-glucan on the market, an 85% pure formula that's been tested against 200 competitors and named the most effective immune modulator in peer-reviewed research. Just one ingredient, one focus. Unmatched results. Doctors and integrative health practitioners trust BWH-85 beta-glucan, and so do I. It's available in 100 milligrams for daily support or 500 milligrams for maximum immune defense. It's only available through health practitioners, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, it's available to you through my full script dispensary. Just go to drhoffman.com/BWH for more information and to order. That's drhoffman.com/BWH.
Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
Your reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk podcast.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital.
They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The White House is escalating economic pressure on Iran, warning countries that helped Iran, they could face severe consequences. More from Ron Taylor.
President Trump calls the initiative Economic D-Day, targeting oil smuggling, cash transfers, front companies, and other financial lifelines to Iran. He says any country allowing those activities will face tremendous economic consequences. Supporters argue that the U.S. has an economic advantage and can pressure Tehran at lower political costs than expanded military action. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says maximum economic pressure could reduce the likelihood of a large-scale conflict. Ron Taylor reporting.
The United States imposing 50% tariffs on $20 billion worth of Canadian products. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said Canada will be setting retaliatory penalties on the U.S. beginning September 8th. An American driver has won the race celebrating the nation's 250th birthday. Kyle Kirkwood captured the Freedom 250, earning his second IndyCar win of the season in front of the U.S. Capitol. President Trump waved the green flag. Kirkwood led 128 of 147 laps and finished more than 3 seconds ahead of Christian Lundgaard. Treasury Department putting protections in place to help Americans keep more of their Trump account investment returns.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says families should not lose investment returns to unnecessary fees. The default fund, a State Street S&P 500 exchange-traded fund, charges just 2 basis points, or 0.02%. Proposed regulations would cap all investment options at 10 basis points. Employers could also contribute up to $2,500 per employee each year, tax-free to workers under the program's rules. Richard Boyd reporting.
More of these stories from townhall.com.
Larry Elder here. When it comes to supplements, two things matter most: whether it works and whether you can trust it. Rather than just tell you about Relief Factor, we'll let our customers do it. We hear from people every day whose lives have changed, and we'd like you to hear their stories. Doug took Relief Factor for a year before convincing his wife, a special needs teacher, to try it. She'd been using assistance just to move through the long hallway at school. Now she's back on her feet and never had to leave the job she loves. I take Relief Factor every single morning for back issues. I don't take Relief Factor, the issues come back. It's easy to find out if you'll be the next person telling us Relief Factor gave you back what you love. 3 weeks, just $17.76. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. You'll connect with our friendly local team, and they will do everything they can to help. We hope you'll soon be sharing your story with us. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Republicans expanding their financial edge ahead of the midterms with a major new ad buy in Texas.
Senator Ted Cruz is putting $1.7 million behind Trump ally Ken Paxton. The ads target Democrat James Tallarico over his record on Chinese purchases of Texas farmland. The ads declare, quote, "Communist China is buying up Texas," unquote. The campaign will air prominently during college football. Republicans also hold a major cash advantage, while Democrats report millions in debt. Andrew Stewart reporting.
Also in Texas, a judge has denied a new trial for Carmelo Anthony in the stabbing death of an athlete at a high school track meet in the Dallas area. That case drew national attention. The 19-year-old Anthony is serving 35 years in prison after being convicted of murder in the April 2025 death of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf. News and analysis at townhall.com. A warning issued about a supplement offered to Western firefighters who have been exposed to toxic chemicals while battling big blazes. The supplement glutathione, given through an IV or an inhaler-like machine called a nebulizer, has not been proven to be safe or effective and could expose firefighters to illness if there is contamination while it's produced. A Virginia salon confrontation drawing allegations of anti-Semitism after a customer says she was refused service because of her Israeli heritage.
Jessica Watson says she was asked to leave a salon in Alexandria after mentioning that she is half Israeli during a conversation with the Afghan owner. Watson alleges the owner chanted Free Palestine, denied Israel's existence, and refused a refund. The incident has prompted calls for accountability, while Watson says she is pursuing legal options, Ron Taylor reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bellamy over with the newspaper-themed radio drama. And later it's our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar, as we present the exciting finale of the five-part storyline, The Indestructible Mike Matter, with Howard McNear as Mike. First, though, here's an exciting adventure from the world of newsprint. This from December 14th of 1948.
Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town.
Extra, extra, hero about deadline at dawn. Tonight's Big Town story brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, used in the homes of 40 million Americans. Extra, extra.
Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town. The headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting managing editor whose creed, as with all great newsmen, is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, Big Town and another Steve Wilson newspaper story of a vicious shakedown racket captioned Deadline at Dawn. And began at dawn as two young brothers returned from the Big Town Produce Center in a delivery truck of the family's food market located on the south side of town.
Come on, Tony. Wake up. Help unload these fine Christmas trees.
Okay, Caruso. Don't be so cheerful. It's too early. It's still dark. Hey, what's the idea driving around here in the alley? These Christmas trees go out front on the sidewalk.
Hey, that's right. I'm thinking so hard about a fine Christmas present for Mama, I forget.
Oh, solo mio, oh, Christmas time. Oh, I'm so happy for me and mine.
Lie down, Caruso. Save that for the mad. You wake the whole neighborhood.
Ah, Tony, my brother, where's your Christmas spirit?
I'd have more if that racket rat salesman hadn't showed up yesterday and told Mama we got to buy our stuff from some new outfit.
Ah, Tony, you and Mama, you worry too much. Me, I just tell that fella the price is too much, and I forget about it.
Yeah, wise guy. We ain't forgot about you.
Hey, what's
that? Watch it, Caruso. There's another guy behind you with a gun in his mitt.
Yeah, and the same goes for you, Tony.
Hey, what do you want? If this is a stick-up, all you get is some bundles of Christmas trees.
This ain't no stick-up.
What's the big idea?
The big boss sent us to learn you a lesson on doing like you're told when it comes to buying supplies.
No, this is America, a free country.
Take it easy, Caruso.
Yeah, take a beat or you'll get one.
All right, hand me a rod, Creepy. I'll cover these comics while you decorate them Christmas trees with that kind of kerosene.
Kerosene on the trees? It will kill the trees.
That's the big idea.
Oh, no, you don't. For the children, these trees are.
Get away, Caruso. We can get more trees.
No, my brother. It's the idea.
Move or I'll douse you with some of this kerosene and send you up with them lousy Christmas trees.
Get away, Caruso.
No, Tony, my brother. It's the idea.
Caruso, lay off. Yo-yo! He got me by the throat.
Let him have it.
Break away from him. Swing him around.
You don't shoot my brother.
Oh, no.
Jojo, get this lug off of my throat.
Yeah. And how?
You dogs. Name of a nameless dog.
Thanks, Jojo. Let alone the slug.
Yeah, and the rest of the holdouts in this part of town. Now, doll some Christmas trees. Light them up like a torch. Let's get out of here.
Oh, Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Still on, I see.
Hey, I put you on a plane to Washington to cover preparations for the newborn administration.
I'm still at the airport. I'm grounded, waiting for a signal to go.
Well, get back on that plane, my lovely, and keep out of trouble.
Hmm.
Good luck.
Thanks. Same to you.
Hi, Steve. When did you get in?
Hello, Dusty. Just a few minutes ago. Come in. I've been out at the airport briefing the Lorelei on a trip to Washington for some pre-inauguration articles. She's still grounded out there.
Say, isn't that kind of risky, sending that luscious lovely down there among all those handsome young senators and reps with reps?
That's why I'm sending her.
You can't, sir?
No, just a managing editor.
Well, I've heard there's very little difference when it comes to getting a story.
Uh-oh. Who's been filling your cup with hemlock-flavored printer's ink, Dusty?
Nobody. Seriously, Steve, I just pulled this little masterpiece of press photography out of the hypo and thought you might be interested.
Oh, let's see.
Take it easy. That print's still wet.
Well, it's a little early for people to be burnt trees.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Steve. I shuttered this shot in an alley back of the Salerno Food Market on South Street. Trees had been doused with kerosene before somebody put a match to them.
Why?
That's what the police would like to know. Also, why one of the Salerno brothers is in a coma in the hospital. And there's another Solano brother going around with a lump on the head and plenty on his mind. But you might want to look into it.
Yes, I've had tips. There's a new mob moving into the produce racket on the south side, Dusty. This could be their first act of violence in a selling campaign of intimidation.
Yeah.
Who runs the store?
Mama Solano. Her husband got it in the First World War, and then her boys went the full course with plenty of battle stars in the second.
And come home and have to fight racket rats to make an honest living.
Yeah. Only you don't get any purple hearts when you get shot for that. Shall I get my camera in case you should decide to join the campaign? If the Salernos will let us in?
Yes, Dusty, get your camera and plenty of flash bulbs. I have a pretty good idea who's back of this. Whether the Salernos will let us help them or not.
Mala.
Yes, Tony?
Gone out for a while.
Oh, no, Tony, wait. Maybe we hear from the doctor at the hospital about Caruso again tonight.
No, Mama. The doc said he wouldn't be out of the coma till morning. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Oh, no, please, Tony. You need a rest, a little sleep. All last night, the market's all day at the police station, not answering the questions about what happened to Caruso.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going back to a regular wholesaler for the turkeys we got orders for.
Then I'm going to go with you, Tony. You don't go alone.
No, Mama. You got to be here at the shop early and decorate the windows.
Later, I can do that. I won't let you go alone to the market.
I won't be alone, Mama.
Tony, your papa's gone for the store.
Yeah.
No, Tony, no guns, no killing, even for what is right.
I know what I'm doing, Mama. I got a phone call this evening about where I'm to buy all our produce from now on.
Oh.
I'm going to go see how much they want for turkeys.
Oh, no. No, please, Tony, don't go. Maybe they're going to kill you, too, and if Caruso dies, I got nobody left. Nobody.
No. Don't worry, Mama. Caruso'll be all right. You stay here. I'm going to make sure nothing happens to him again.
No, please, Tony. Oh, come back. Come back, my son.
Thus, events move swiftly toward a climax, even as Steve Wilson prepares to take a hand in the fight against a vicious racket.
And that's part one of Big Town on When Radio Was. We'll get to the second part right after these brief messages.
Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Back to Big Town on When Radio Was.
Now back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson's timely story captioned Deadline at Dawn. Learning that storekeepers of Big Town are being victimized by a new gang of produce racketeers, Steve and Dusty Miller, a news photographer, are on their way to the south side in the cab of Harry the Hack.
Say, boss, Dusty.
Say it, Harry.
How come we're hightailing down to the south side?
A Dusty picked up a lead on a new gang of chiselers moving into the produce rackets, Harry. Stop at the Salerno Market in the middle of the next block.
Jack, boss. And if you and Dusty should have any need of me and my trusty monkey wrench whatsoever, I'll be happy to oblige.
Thanks, Harry. Just wait in your hack. I may want you to drive us to a rat's nest down near the river.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Hey, you want me to bring my mug mugger, Steve?
No, I'll leave your camera in the hack, Dusty.
Yeah, these folks are kind of camera shy when there's trouble in the wind. I can't say I blame them. Hey, there's Mama Solana decorating one of the store windows. Oh, boy, what a shot. Oh, look, let me get my box and flash. Just one through the glass.
No, wait, Dusty. It might upset her and make her afraid to talk.
Okay, but oh, what a shot. Madonna of the markets.
Be of good spirit. Have joy. Have pity. Have faith.
Hey, Steve, isn't that your old pal, the prophet?
Yes, just a minute. He may know something about what's been happening around here this morning. Hello, prophet.
Hear ye. Oh, who calls my name in the voice of a friend?
Steve Wilson of the press, prophet.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, what brings you from your ivory tower of words?
I'm hoping you might be able to tell us something about the Solano trouble.
Oh, a little while ago now, the elder son, Tony, goes from the store toward the river.
Toward the river?
Aye. And the sound of his footsteps as he passed me in the dark were as those of an avenger seeking out these creatures of evil who smote his brother down.
Did you talk to him, Prophet? Do you know where he was going?
Nay. But perhaps his mother would know.
Well, let's hope she does. Thanks, Prophet. Come on, Dusty. Let's get in there and talk to him.
Okay, Steve. Well, let's hope she'll open the door.
Tarry not, my friends, for there is evil abroad this night, and softly o'er the city beat the wings of death.
I sure hope that poor old guy isn't a real prophet, Steve.
That remains to be seen, Dusty. Well, the door's locked. You'll have to knock and hope she'll open up and talk.
Well, she's getting out of the window and coming to the door, but she looks kind of scared.
Yes, but she's unlocking the door.
Yes, mister. What do you want?
Good evening. Are you Mama Solano?
Yes, I am Mama Solano. Who are you?
I'm Steve Wilson, a newspaper man, Mrs. Solano.
A newspaper man? I can tell you nothing. My sons, they speak for me, but Caruso is hurt in the hospital and Tony's not here.
Mrs. Solano, we know your eldest son has been shot. Defending your right to conduct your business without interference from hoodlums.
See, that is right.
And I'm sure you've been threatened with more violence if you refuse to cooperate with the racketeers.
See, Mr. Wilson, so please go away and leave us alone. Already my one son may die.
Mrs. Solano, this thing is not finished. These racket rats won't leave you alone, and you can't fight them without help.
Why cannot they leave us in peace? For most, we could not make much money, even if we bought everything where they say we must buy.
Because you and your sons have set an example of courage and defiance, Mrs. Solano. If they can't force you into line, other storekeepers will be encouraged to fight them.
Oh, but at what price, Mr. Wilson? Already I have perhaps lost one son. And now for Tony, too, I am afraid. But how will it help to talk to you?
Because I think we may be able to help you if you'll tell us where Tony has gone tonight.
That I cannot tell you, Mr. Wilson. That I do not know.
Haven't you any idea, Mrs. Solano? We know he went toward the river.
To the river?
Yes, and we have reason to believe he's meeting someone connected with the produce racket.
See, that I think, too. A phone call, Tony God, but he would tell me nothing. But not to worry, for with him, he took his papa's gun from the store.
A gun? Good grief. If he walks into that racket's rat's nest with a gun...
I know. I beg him, but Tony will not listen. I cannot stop him. I can only stay here and keep busy with my hands and pray with my heart.
He didn't mention any names, any places, Mrs. Solano?
No, Mr. Wilson. No names, no places. I'm afraid.
Well, I'd be proud to have your kind of fear, Mama Solano.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, can you help? Is there something maybe you can do?
There's one slim chance. I have a strong hunch about the men he may be dealing with. Dusty.
Yes, Steve.
Get Harry to stay here with Mrs. Solano. Have him lock the store and phone the police at the first sign of trouble.
Right, Steve. What's your hunch?
I'm going to pay a call on a produce racket rat with the name of Lard Malone.
Yeah, Lard Malone.
Hey, Lard. Meet Jojo.
So what?
Better come down here to the warehouse.
What's up?
That Tony Solano dope showed with a rod.
What happened?
We got him. What do we do with the dope?
Dead or alive?
Kicking.
Put him in the freezer.
For the turkeys?
Yeah.
What for?
Maybe he'll buy him. At our price.
Whatever he wants.
Deep freeze him hard at 20 below. Stubborn dope.
Hello, Malone.
Wilson.
So you remember me. Good. It'll save time.
I got time. What do you got?
A hunch. You're asking for another prison stretch. That Solano shooting at dawn this morning had your trademark all over it, Malone. He who laughs last...
is the dumbest.
Where is Tony Solano? What's happened to him?
Do I get a prize for the right answer?
A chair for the wrong one.
You got me wrong, Wilson. I'm a reformed character.
Not according to my confidential reports.
You've got too many ears around Big Town, Wilson. Somebody ought to do something about that.
Your victims have too many tongues, and you can't silence all of them with guns,
my Malone. My new business is on the up and up.
You haven't even crawled out of the sewer, Malone. 5 years in prison didn't teach you a thing.
I ate him silly. 300 pounds.
Well, that's a lot of fat to fry in the chair.
All right, you want to look over my plants?
Thanks very much. I'll take you up on that.
Okay. Maybe you'll find the Solano dope with my stock of turkeys.
It better be alive, Malone.
Okay. Let's go.
Why pull in the alley, Malone? Why not stop out front?
The side doors open at night, and besides,
I wouldn't want to get a parking ticket on this nice new jalopy.
Yes, the police might find it had been stolen.
You print that in your paper and I'll sue you.
It wouldn't put you away for long enough, Malone.
Okay. Let's go in the plant and see if you can find a nice long wrap to pin on me, you nosy noosy.
Thanks very much. Your cooperation is overwhelming. Suppose I don't care to play the fly to your spider's act.
Come again? I don't get it.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly.
Oh. Yeah. Come on.
I said, suppose I don't care to walk into a pretty obvious trap.
You should have thought of that sooner. This jogger says, come on.
Oh. I didn't think you'd risk a return rap for carrying a gun.
Well, this is a special occasion on account of you, Wilson.
I'm highly flattered.
Hold it, Wilson. Clam up. We got company.
Just a blind guy and the sound of his cane.
Clam up.
Ye who walk in darkness, come to the light.
Beat it, you loony. You're off your beat.
Who speaks? Who speaks?
Never mind. Beat it, bum.
Yes, beat it, old man. Go back to the street where people will listen to what you have to say.
Aye, back to the light where I shall proclaim that the hosts of evil do gather.
But wait a minute, Pop. Here's $5. Go souse yourself.
Money? Nay.
Well, take it, old man. Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's. At the moment?
Aye. For the poor, the blessed, and the unpossessed, I will take Pontius Pilate's gold.
Why didn't you shoot the poor old devil, Malone?
I'm superstitious about guys like that, especially blind and cracked characters, and he's both.
Yes. Most savages are afraid of the afflicted.
Well, that ain't going to help you. Come on, Wilson. Inside. Let's go.
You don't give me much choice. Well, it's a filthy-looking place to store food people have to buy and eat.
It's just a temporary dump till we get going.
Where do you keep the turkeys Tony Salerno came to price? Or was that just a gag?
No gag. We've rigged up a freezer room. We can keep it down to 20 below for the perishable stuff.
Alon, where is Tony Salerno?
Come on, I'll show you.
Hey, lad. Had you?
Yeah, Jojo. Where's the creep?
Frost and that Salerno slug. Hey. Who's the big guy you're covering with that rod?
A nosy newspaper slug named Wilson.
What's he got, Larn?
It don't matter.
Where have you tipped the cops?
He was playing a hunch, and cops are too busy to listen to newsies' hunches.
Suppose he was trailing a tail. You'd be as easy to follow as a hippo in a circus parade.
No tail, I made sure of that.
Death is the only thing you can be sure of in your racket, Malone.
Yeah. That's right, Wilson. Cover him, Jojo. This heavy heater is making my hand tired.
Sure, lad. What'll I do with him?
He wants to see Salerno. Let him.
In the deep freeze?
Where else? They'll want to talk, private. There won't be anybody in there to disturb him except some cases of frozen birds.
They can talk turkey.
I'll make the jokes. Get going.
Oh, wait a minute, Malone. The police know you own and operate this place. They'll come looking for Tony Salerno and for me.
Don't worry about them finding you, Wilson. The river's just out back when you're iced like a mackerel.
You're signing your own death warrant, Malone.
You're mixed up, Wilson. I'm signing yours. Take him in the deep freeze and put the chill on him, Jojo.
Okay, lad. Come on, slug.
And tell the creep to get down to the hash wagon and get me a ham and rye and a piece of pie.
Thus, Steve has deliberately walked into a deadly situation in order to help Tony Salerno, victim of a vicious racket. In a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Now, back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson as he finds himself locked in an improvised freezing chamber with a produce racket victim in tonight's headline story captioned Deadline at Dawn.
Listen, Tony, get on your feet. We've got to keep moving, Tony, or we'll freeze to death.
All right, but who are you? What have they got you locked in here with me for?
I'm a newspaper man, Steve Wilson. I heard you'd gone after the racket rats who shot your brother.
They killed my brother.
No, Tony, your brother isn't dead. I checked the hospital. He's got a chance to pull through, and so have we if we keep moving. Now, come on, Tony. Come on. Walk.
Yeah. So cold. Almost frozen. I can hardly move. Hands and feet are numb.
I know. You've been in here longer than I have. It's below zero. But to stop, Tony, to lie down is to die. Now, come on, keep moving.
Well, what's the good? Who think to look for us in here?
Well, the prophet knows I'm in this warehouse, Tony.
The prophet? I saw him tonight on the way down here.
Yes, he told me.
How will he help?
Dusty Miller, one of my press photographers, trailed us from Malone's office. Now, even if he lost us, the prophet will find him. Tell him where I am, and Dusty will notify the police.
They better hurry. Mr. Wilson, I can't keep on. My legs are numb. Couldn't we build a fire out of crates? Get warm.
Well, the smoke would smother us in this windowless room.
I'd rather smother. Maybe it'd be quicker.
No. The fire would use up the oxygen, Tony, and... Uh-oh, fire. Tony, you've given me an idea, maybe an out.
How?
Wait a minute, Tony, till I get something to burn.
Fire. Keep us warm. I'd rather die warm.
I'm not going to die in here, Tony, if my hunch about this place is correct.
What hunch?
Wait till I light this torch. I'm made out of the wrapping of these frozen turkeys. Tony, look up there at the ceiling.
I can't. I can hardly move. I'm sleepy. I want to lie down. Sleep.
No, Tony. Tony, go to sleep and you'll never wake up. Now fight it a minute. Fight it till I try something.
Are you going to try?
There's a sprinkler system in this old warehouse, Tony. Protection against the fire. If I can start it with this torch, an alarm bell will ring and the fire department will come bring the police.
Oh, I'm sleepy. Let me lie down.
No. Fight it, Tony. Give me a chance to climb up on these crates. I've got to get up there before this torch burns out.
Can you reach it?
Yes, now keep talking, Tony. Keep awake.
Maybe there ain't any water. The pipes.
There's got to be. There is. Come on, Tony. Let me help you over to the door.
How will that help?
Listen, Tony, listen. The sudden release of the water pressure automatically set off a fire bell inside and outside the warehouse.
They'll drown before they find us.
No, Malone and his mugs have got to get us out of here before the fire department and the police arrive. We've got to be ready for them.
I can hardly move.
Just leave that to me, Tony. Now lean against these crates. Stay here. I'll get behind the next pile of crates by the door.
They'll shoot us down.
Not if I can help. Now hold him, Tony. Somebody's unlocking the door.
All right, you smart slugs. Starting that sprinkler, bringing the fire boys and the cops. Come on out of here. Let's take a walk.
No, thanks.
Stay down, you rat. And lend me that gun.
Thanks.
What goes, Jojo? Get those slugs out of there.
No, Malone. You step in here and help get Tony Salerno out of his death trap.
Wilson, how did you get Jojo's rod?
I smothered him with a crate of Christmas turkeys. Come on. Get Tony Salerno out of here before he dies, and you burn.
Okay. Take that gun out of my stomach, and I will.
Okay, but it'll be in your back, and watch your step. My fingers are numb, and I can't be sure how hard I'm pulling on the trigger. Come on, Tony. There's one more rat on the loose around here.
Oh, no, there isn't, Steve.
Oh, welcome, Dusty. Where is the creep?
He's sleeping off a slug I gave him with $280 worth of camera.
Well, cheap, but twice the price. Get Tony Salerno out of this freezer.
Okay, Steve. Come on, Tony. I got some good news for you.
About my brother, Caruso?
Yeah, he's okay. Last reported holding hands with a pretty nurse and warbling, "Drink to me only with thine eyes."
Good. And Mama?
Mama Salerno's got Harry the Hack in your grocery store window polishing apples and tying them on your Christmas tree. Hey, what about this overstuffed porker, Steve?
I think we just keep him on ice till the police get here, Dusty. And let them hang him on their Christmas tree.
And so ended happily for the Salernos and other potential victims of the vicious produce racket, with the arrest and conviction of Malone and his gang, another exciting newspaper adventure of Steve Wilson and his staff of the Big Town Illustrated Press. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilborn, and was written and produced by Jerry McGill. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Deadline at Dawn from December 14, 1948. There was also a Big Town television series, which ran in the 1950s. I'm Greg Bell, and speaking of TV, while played on Gunsmoke by Milburn Stone in the original radio version, the role of Doc Adams was handled by Howard McNear. And up next on When Radio Was, it's the finale of the indestructible Mike Matter, a yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline with McNear as Mike. We'll be right back.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept.
Relive the golden age of popular music at spiritsentertainment.com with Those Were the Days, an amazing 4-CD collection featuring 100 unforgettable recordings from the 50s and early 60s.
Dream a little dream.
You're nobody till somebody loves you.
Enjoy timeless performances from legendary artists such as Elvis Presley, Doris Day, Frank Sinatra, Buddy Holly, Johnny Cash, Dionne Warwick, Nat King Cole, and many more.
Yes, everybody's somebody's
fool. Let's fall in love. Order Those Were the Days now at spiritsentertainment.com and pay only $22.98. An unbelievable value for 100 songs on 4 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BONUS77.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love.
Journey through one of music's most cherished eras with pop, jazz, country, and easy listening classics such as Love Me Tender, Moon River, Mona Lisa, Misty, At Last, Fever, Welcome to My World, and so many more.
Sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it. And you can get it if you try.
Go to spiritsentertainment.com to get Those Were the Days now. Remember, bonus 77 to get extra savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Romance scams are more and more common these days, where cyber criminals trick you into opening your heart and then opening your wallet. Dan Munson is a cybersecurity expert from Visa, and he tells us how romance scams work.
Just building an emotional connection with their victims and then exploiting that connection for money. You know, we're seeing these scammers create fake profiles on dating apps and social media platforms with the goal of gaining trust with their victims, and then they manufacture some type of reason that the victim they've connected with needs to send money. This can be anything from, you know, there's a family emergency. These scammers, they're incredibly skilled. They know exactly what to say. They know how to build that trust with their victims, and they know when and how to exploit it.
And if you get caught up in one of these scams, it's always important to report it to the authorities. Visa.com/security has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now the conclusion of the five-part Johnny Dollar storyline, The Indestructible Mike Matter, with Mike played by Howard McNear, best known on radio for the role of Doc on Gunsmoke, and on television as Floyd the Barber on The Andy Griffith Show. This final installment played on Friday, June 8th of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Randy Singer, Johnny. How you feeling?
Thanks to you and having got me here, pretty good.
Bellevue's a good hospital.
I'll be released within the hour, so will Mike Flynn.
And?
I'm going down to the Glad Hand Rescue Mission to straighten out a few things with Daddy Bill.
Sounds to me like it ought to be police business, Johnny. I'll be right over.
No, let me handle this alone.
You got your gun?
You bet your sweet life I have.
Johnny?
I'll report to you later.
Tonight, and every weekday night,
Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New York City, to the Lakeside Life and Casualty Company. Following is an accounting of expenditures incurred during my investigation of the indestructible Mike matter. Item 16, 190, cab fare for Mike Flynn and myself, Bellevue Hospital to the dingy Hotel Brakely. Both of us had our heads still swathed in bandages. With the help of the room clerk, I installed Mike in a small room on the fifth floor, with instructions to keep his door locked. In my own room, room 203, I picked up my .38 and donned the old clothes I'd bought. Item 17, 55 cents, taxi to the neighborhood of the Glad Hand Rescue Mission. For obvious reasons, I walked the last couple of blocks. When I got there, the big front assembly room was empty. So was the soup kitchen in the back of the place. I called Daddy Bill's name a couple of times and got no answer. And finally decided to wait for him in the little room back of the assembly hall that he used for an office. I still felt a little shaky from the blow on the head, so I didn't mind just sitting a while. But I left the door open a crack, and a few minutes later heard the street door open. It wasn't Daddy Bill, but I recognized him as a newcomer to the mission whom I'd seen on my first visit. He made directly for the little office.
All ready, Daddy. Why, you ain't Daddy Bill, sir.
No. Do you know where he is?
Yeah, out shopping. At least that's where he said he was going.
Didn't I see you in here the other day?
Why, yes, sir. I guess you did. My name's Emory. I just reared the rods in from Ohio. Boy, I had to. I got myself in a jam back there. Yeah, I guess I just got me too much muscle. But they won't catch up with me here. Daddy Bill promised me that. Say, I should have known you wasn't him in here.
Oh?
Sure, he said he wouldn't be back for another hour.
You plan to wait for him?
Sure do. He promised me a job. With money on it. Enough money, he said, to get clear out of the country. And he'd help me do it.
Doesn't it strike you funny, Bud, that a guy running a place like this would help you skip the country?
Man, when you're like me and you get a helping hand, you just don't ask no questions. You see Mike?
Mike Flynn?
Yeah, he come back?
No, why?
Daddy Bill left me a package for him. For him or Johnny, if they come back here.
Well, I'm Johnny.
Well, here, I'll get it. It's right outside the door here. Yes, sir. Liquor, he said. And maybe you let me have some. Here, see?
I'll take it. Liquor, did you say?
That's what he said. Let's open, huh?
No, no, hands off.
Well, look here, man. Old Mike always shares his stuff with Lefty Skillman.
Lefty Skillman. It was Lefty who'd run us down with a truck whose body was found in the river. Lefty, one of Daddy Bill's poor unfortunates here at the mission. Things were beginning to add up, and this package left for Mike and me. Liquor, he said, but it didn't gurgle. Emory, listen to me.
Sure, Johnny, but
forget this package. I'm taking it with me back to the Waldorf.
Waldorf?
Yeah, that's right. That's where I'm staying. Don't let these clothes fool you.
I thought there was something funny about you, the way you talk so fine. You a dick?
Never mind. If Daddy Bill wants me, that's where I'll be. Old Mikey won't find, because I got him in room 203 at the Brakely Hotel.
Room 203?
Forget it. He's still recovering from that accident. Shouldn't be disturbed. He's all doped up anyway. That's why I took him to the Brakely, where nobody will find him. I said forget about that room 203. If Daddy Bill wants me, tell him to call me at the Waldorf. Item 18, 10 cents. Phone call from a booth in the street to Sergeant Randy Singer. Item 19, $5 even for a fast but gentle taxi ride to the 18th precinct, where Randy had promised to have the lab boys alerted for me.
Is this it, Johnny?
Yeah. And handle it softly, please.
Okay. You going to stick around
for a
while?
No, I'm going back to the Brakely to make sure Mike is all right.
Yeah, now look here, Johnny.
Call the Waldorf for me. Get me registered there. Instruct the desk that if there are any calls for me, I'm eating lunch or something, and I'll be back in my room in, say, an hour.
Bye.
Do it. I'll see you later. Item 19, taxi back to the Brakely Hotel, to the service entrance in the alley. For $5, the freight elevator operator swore he'd tell no one he'd seen me take the back stairs to room 203. My room, not Mike's, as I told Emory at the mission.
Office?
Room clerk?
That's right.
This is Johnny Dollar in 203.
Oh, yes. Are you still working on
that? Now, listen, listen carefully. If the police call me, put them through.
Very well.
But to anyone else who calls or comes looking for me, I'm not here. I never was here. You never heard of me. Understand?
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. Dollar. We've worked with police and private investigators before.
Okay, but if anybody wants to know about Mike Flynn, I want...
Flynn?
Yeah, the old bum I had you put in the room up on the fifth floor.
Oh, yes.
If anybody asks for him, tell him he's in this room, 203.
Oh, very well.
You sure you got that straight?
Yes, sir.
Time was on my side, I hoped. Emery back at the mission had said Daddy Bill wouldn't return for an hour, but I couldn't be sure. As quickly as I could, I spilled a half bottle of whiskey around the room in the hope it would give the effect old Mike was there. Then I pulled down all the shades and drew the drapes tight across the windows. I turned down the bed and mussed up the covers so it would be ready for me. My watch said I still had time to kill, so I ran upstairs to Mike's room on the fifth, then carrying a fifth.
God bless my soul, Johnny. And look what you've brought me.
On one condition, Mike.
Oh yes. Oh, anything you say. Oh, you've been so good to me.
I want you to promise that no matter what happens, you'll stay right here in this room until I come back.
Why, of course, Johnny. Of course, anything you say. Especially now that you brought me this bottle to kind of keep me company. Say, wouldn't you like a little nip before you go?
No, no thanks. Oh, and keep this door locked.
Oh, now you sure you wouldn't like just one little bit?
No.
I hate to think of me having it all alone when you probably need it as much as I do now. Oh, say, Johnny.
Yeah?
When are you and I going to be able to take these awful-looking bandages off our heads?
We'll talk about that later. I got to get back to my room.
Yeah, now you sure I can't tempt
you? I'm sure. Now lock this door.
All right, Johnny. But if you decide you want a little nip with me...
Quickly and quietly, I went back downstairs to 203 and cautiously let myself in, leaving the door unlocked. Nobody been there. I'd made it in time. But now all I could do was wait.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
And now all I could do was wait.
Hello? Johnny?
Oh, yeah, Randy. Better make it fast.
Oh, what's the matter?
What'd you call about?
Pretty little package you dropped off for the lab, Lance.
Yeah?
You sure were right about it.
A bomb, huh?
If you or Mike had opened that package by now, you'd be spread all over the island in tiny little pieces. Look, Johnny, come on, let me in on it, huh? What are you up to down there?
I'll tell you when it's all over. That is, if what I think is going to happen does happen.
You sure you don't want some help?
No, I think I can... Gotta go. I'd heard footsteps out in the hall. Quickly, I slid into the bed, leaving nothing but my heavily bandaged head showing. The footsteps passed. And then, far down the corridor, I heard a door open and close. I lay still and waited. And lying there, thinking, I began to wonder if I'd been right in turning down Randy's offer of help. Yet how could he help with a... Footsteps again. And this time they stopped outside my door.
It's all clear out here in the hall.
That voice was Daddy Bill's, and he wasn't alone.
Mike?
You want on the light?
Mike?
Oh, he's in here all right. You smell that booze?
He's there on the bed asleep.
You mean drunk?
Close the door. Hey, see him? Dead to the world.
Are you sure this is going to be safe, Dutchie?
Why do you suppose I took so long to case the jury?
Yeah, but what about Dollar?
I told you, Bill, at the Waldorf.
You sure? You talked to him?
No, he was in the coffee shop. Now shut up, get this over with.
Yes. Always we do the dirty work for you.
All right, this one I'll do myself.
Who's... Shut up.
Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
Wait a minute, that's Mike. Who's on that bed? Shut up. All right, Dolla. You can get up out of that bed and take it in the chest or lay there and get it in the back.
All right, Cosgrave. Touch him.
Both hands up high. Drop that gun.
Sure.
Johnny.
Shut him up out there, Bill.
Yeah, Daddy Bill.
Quiet, Dollar.
You'd better do something, Cosgrave. You'll have two witnesses. The man who always kept his skirts clean, huh?
Quiet. Bill, let him in. We'll knock them both off, make it look like a fight between them. Something.
No, wait. Boss, we...
Johnny, is something... I'm coming in.
Oh, no, you don't.
Get back, Mike.
Hey.
Randy.
Hey, you're real rough, aren't you? Now, wait a minute there, Mike. Get up off his chest. I want to see what your dear friend Daddy Bill looks like.
Oh.
What'd you hit him with, anyway?
Oh, dear. The poor bottle's all broken.
Best thing could happen to you, Mike.
So this is Dutchie Gordon, alias J. Wesley Cosgrave.
He won't be for long.
What? Well, what's that, Daddy Bill? You feeling better?
He always hung it on somebody else.
What are you talking about?
Lefty, Shorty, all of them. This one he'd have hung on me. Well, not this time.
That gun!
Look out! Put it down!
Randy?
Cosgrave, dead as a doornail. And when Daddy Bill comes to after that sock on the chin, you can tell him he's cooked his own goose.
My.
The world will be a bit better without Dutchie Gordon, alias J. Wesley Cosgrave. And of course the courts will take care of Daddy Bill Larkin. Plenty. Mike? Indestructible Mike? Well, he'll probably outlive the rest of us. I hope I can get down to see him now and then. Talk over our great adventure together. Expense account total, $1,126.50, which is a lot less than the $50,000 you might have had to pay off on Mike. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this story. Heard in this week's cast were Howard McNair, Lawrence Dobkin, Harry Bartell, Herb Vigran, Alan Reed, and Roy Glenn. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino and Carl Fortina. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
June 8th, 1956, wrapping up the indestructible Mike Matter. We'll have the first installment of our next five-part storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the villainous Cosgrave was played in that one by Alan Reed, best known as the voice of cartoon character Fred Flintstone, and he was a very busy radio performer. And he also did a fair share of film work. For example, he played gangster Sally Tomato in the romantic comedy Breakfast at Tiffany's, based on Truman Capote's novel and starring Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard. Now, do you recall who directed that 1961 motion picture? A further hint, he had lots of radio experience, primarily as a writer for Richard Diamond, Private Detective, The Lineup, and others. I'll give you the answer, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
Step into the shadows for dark and suspenseful tales of miscalculated misdeeds with Radio Spirit's 6-CD collection, The Whistler, One Dark Night.
It was night. But even with the protection of darkness, Max Tyler crouched low on the apartment house fire escape.
For a limited time, you can get The Whistler One Dark Night for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code STRANGE33 to get The Whistler One Dark Night for only $14.99.
Back there in the fog, the footsteps coming closer. And closer.
This offer won't survive forever, so get half off The Whistler One Dark Night today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code STRANGE33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What? What?
Talking about you, what? Silly
Hillary,
girl.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
No help needed to prove that the Radio Spirits app offers you free streams every day. Go to radiospiritsapp.com to download it now and never miss a When Radio Was episode again. Plus, stream the most recent shows for free.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait. Listen to your favorite classic radio shows with a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want. Check out the Radio Spirits app and download a free trial at radiospiritsapp.com now.
CarPro.com.
Jerry Reynolds, the CarPro here, answering your automotive questions. What are the best hybrid SUVs worth cross-shopping right now? With so many great hybrid SUVs to cross-shop, I'll help you narrow it down with a few of my recommendations. Small to mid-size hybrid SUVs picks include the Toyota RAV4 and the Honda CR-V, along with both the Kia Sportage and Sorento. My large hybrid SUV picks include the Toyota Grand Highlander, Hyundai Palisade, and Jeep Cherokee. Note, the RAV4 Sportage and Sorento also have plug-in variants. To get any of your automotive questions answered, go to CarPro.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter.
The CarPro sweepstakes is rolling, and one lucky winner is going to choose between a brand new 2026 Corvette Stingray or $40,000 cash. Right now, qualifying purchases receive up to 20 times the entries, and Sunday. Visit CarPro.com and get entered today.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where before the break we were talking about the 1961 romantic big screen comedy Breakfast at Tiffany's, which starred Audrey Hepburn, George Peppard, and Alan Reed. It was directed by Blake Edwards. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey folks, remember to stop by the website, winradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.